Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
There it is.
That is in Houston. And talking to my crew, including Chris Jordan, he recently heard that after flying. And some of my other crew that recently flew heard that announcement. And we went and looked it up on the TSA website. They say on their site that if you laugh at them, they will arrest you. This is like if you go into a restaurant and you don't like the service and complain, you'll be arrested. This is the total tyranny. Who's going to protect us from the protectors? Historically, they're always the greatest danger, especially when the protectors publicly run Al-Qaeda. And the headline today out of CNS News is Syrian rebels swap crosses atop churches for Al-Qaeda flags. That is the type of stuff that is going on. Now, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 11th day of October 2013. Former Congressman Ron Paul is going to be popping in the first 20 minutes of the second hour. And then Jesse Ventura rarely calls me to come on the show, but he's got a big announcement he wants to make and some things that are going on. So it's important stuff coming up with the former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura in the third hour. That said, my top story was going to be the debt limit, the debt ceiling, and the latest shutdown. And we will cover that. Big developments there. California saying that you can have backroom abortions that basically a lawnmower repairman can do them in his shed. Just unprecedented evil on that front. I wanted to get into that report we mentioned yesterday, but I wanted to get more into it. In fact, will you guys pull me that article about Jerry Brown signs bill to have non-medical abortions legalized? I guess anybody. I guess you could have homeless people set up shop and put your wife up in the stirrups and get going on it. Just total Orwellian, total absurdist world. And, of course, I was going to get into the TSA first, dealing with the fact that when Anthony Gucciardi and, of course, Josh Owens and Weldon Henson came back from Utah last week, they stopped in Phoenix and were getting on another plane, and they saw one of the folks at the food stands saying they had some kind of bomb threat. And they were searching the plane earlier. There was a lot of security in there. And then they went over and told the counter that, and they said, "Who told you that we're going to arrest you for a bomb threat?" And they said, "No, I just heard there was a drill here or some type of sweep of the plane, a bomb threat," which, of course, there had been, it turned out. They said, "Doesn't matter, we're going to arrest you felony charges right now, unless you tell us who said it." And Anthony goes, "Well, it's that old guy selling sandwiches right there. He just said that there'd been a bomb threat and they'd sweep the plane." And they ran over and arrested him. They had a federal marshal come over and say, "Well, there was some stuff going on today he saw that didn't matter, though. We're going to put him in jail. Have a good day." And you better watch your head. I mean, he said the guy looked like he was weighed 300 pounds, pure steroids, bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, man, they're like Black Widows, folks, waiting to grab you and your family and your kids, waiting to disappear you as fast as possible. The airports are now national security tyranny zones. I would advise no one from foreign countries to come here. If you go to national parks, they don't just draw down on you with guns now. This is the day of the shutdown. Buses pulled in, and they were pulling guns on them. They now arrest you because they are, I mean, this government is almost completely converted over to hardcore criminals. Anybody who deals with the public has been converted over with an imperious hatred of the American people. Now, that's not even our top story. News broke minutes before the show of the highest magnitude of importance. We will break it down on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
When I grow up,
When I grow up, I want to live in a free country, not be disappeared if I make a joke. Oh, yeah, that's the new thing. You get charged with inciting a terroristic threat if you joke with the TSA and tell them, don't grab my junk.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
We are the heart.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Fighting the New World Order for 20 years! She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. I've got to tell you, this country is in deep, deep, deep trouble. And if we will simply get out of our comfort zones and admit how much trouble we're in, we can get off this train. But I've got to tell you something right now. I just looked at my head IT guy back in the coffee room where I was getting a glass of water. And I said to him, let me tell you, if we're going to get out of Dodge, now's the time. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. If you're going to get out of the United States, now is the time. Just like a science fiction movie, Alien or something, when they set the self-destruct. This ship will self-destruct in T-minus 5 minutes. Bloop, 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 counting down. I mean, the sirens are going. And I'm in here trying to fix it. I mean, if we can wake people up, wake the military and police up out of their power trip, which we've done the military to a great extent, because they were never on a power trip, because they were in the real world, actually fighting real enemies most of the time, not just messing with citizens all day. If we can turn things around, but we got to turn it around now. We've kind of turned the ship a little bit, but it's still now going to run sideways into the iceberg. We've somehow got to turbo the engine and flip it around quickly before we smash right into it. And the good news is we're turning the ship, but not fast enough, and we're going into this thing. The news I've got, just, it was just physically painful. In fact, I didn't just get a chill up my spine. I actually just had pain in my chest over what's happening. I mean, it's that bad. Ladies and gentlemen, how screwed up this country is. And I'm sitting here studying all this, watching all this unfold. And there's no way to get through to the zombie public. And the general public's watching MTV and Fox television and all the entertainment shows and HBO and they all think it's cute and funny, and they have no idea how much trouble they're in and just how evil the establishment is. They have no earthly conception how serious this New World Order is. Play the TSA announcement that's playing in Houston and also nationwide.
You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
Let's play the whole thing for people. Just now mixed in with, oh, and you don't take unattended bags and don't, all the stuff you're used to. And then, oh, by the way, if we don't like what you say, just whatever, we're going to disappear you. That's the next step.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will, and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
Oh, this is the total humiliation and destruction of our society. And this is a real announcement we just played out of Houston. The story is up on Infowars.com in a report by Paul Joseph Watson. And you have to understand that the bedrock of a corrupt, evil, authoritarian society is we will arrest you, we will disappear you, They've killed people in custody at airports before who were in handcuffs. And they say that they've hung themselves, including women. When you see announcements like this, you understand how much trouble we're in. TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest for joking about security. Technically, it's worse than what Watson even wrote there. It just says joking, period. Prisoner training, don't complain about your grope down. And the issue here is there's no law saying you can't say don't grab my junk, or I think this is disgusting, or I think this is horrible, or I think you ought to get a real job, or you better watch the radiation coming out of those machines, or I don't want you recording my naked body, it's on record, you lied about that. That's the stuff they're saying you're not allowed to say. And they're on record threatening people with arrest that dare speak up to them. What do you think this is, America? And remember, it's all done to protect you from Al-Qaeda that the government founded and has run the entire time. And the people running the government clearly were involved in 9/11 and did that as an overthrow of our system, of our republic, of our country. In fact, the real headline on Watson's story, and I'm going to call him and have him change it, the real headline would be TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest if they tell jokes. Let's play the announcement from start to finish one more time.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
Okay, so what they say, while measures are in effect, teaching them we can do whatever we want, we change stuff off all the time. They also talk about may be treated as a threat to the facility. It's not about even about your security. It's about this facility. This is all military installation talk that you would have in an occupied country. This is how they talk to folks in Fallujah when they were occupied. This is paramilitary control. This is martial law. This is don't be caught out after dark or you may be permanently detained from the running man up on jumbotrons in the street. Now they have jumbotrons saying, don't trust your neighbors, watch everyone, see something, say something. I mean, we are in the classic Orwellian system where the British government put up billboards 5 years ago saying, secure under the watchful eye, showing an all-seeing eye watching you. That is secure under the watchful eye of Big Brother. They just said, secure under the watchful eye, and showed a big eye in the sky shooting a pyramid spectrum of analysis down on the people on the street saying, we're watching you to make us feel like we're guilty, we're criminals, we've done something wrong, we're the bad guys, they're the good guys. When the government is run by foreign narcotics trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking, murder trafficking, snuff film trafficking, illegal, big pharma legal, GMO, radiological, DU trafficking, absolute murder gangs of hardcore globalists. And when I have to explain to everybody, because I knew this would happen when I went in and talked to some of the crew, and my crew is very intelligent and very informed. They're in the top, I would say, 1% of people that are aware. We try to hire people that know what's going on, but I had to go to some of my crew, and I said, what do you think the story's about? Well, that pilot joked about, you know, oh, yeah, I got a bomb in my pants, so they arrested him. And I said, no, it's not about bomb in the pants. That they could say is a terroristic threat. But saying, hey, I think they had a bomb threat, if there was something going on, that's not illegal. But I go, you always default, in that psychological warfare, to the last thing they were doing. And that's attached to law. If you do put in a bomb threat, it's a felony. Then they make, hey, what's going on? A bomb threat, if they've got a checkpoint going and bomb-sniffing dogs, then they arrest you and then have you plead guilty because they would never beat you in trial. But they use color of law to threaten you to think you've committed a crime to then go on probation. So it's all fraud. It's a criminal system where they want to pack the giant prison population. They actually have the private prison companies are on record in Texas and New Mexico and other states in the middle schools now running security. And they say we're preparing them for the next step in life, which is prison. They're there assessing, databasing, preparing. We have the largest prison population in the world, not just per capita, the largest period. So this is the new gulag casino economy that Max Kaiser and others have talked about. I haven't gotten to our top story yet. We'll come to it after the break. It's so big and crazy and out of control. I don't even know what to say at this point. Then I'll get back into the whole TSA situation. And then Jesse Ventura's got some special announcements he's going to be making here on air. And then we're also going to have Ron Paul popping in the middle of the next hour. Or the start of the next hour. That's all coming up. But this is about saying your free speech, your joke. If you joke and say, don't grab my junk, if you joke and say, I don't like how you're acting, or if you complain, we're going to arrest you, and that's indeed what's happening. Now, they call you back behind the deal. They scare you. They put you in handcuffs. Then they don't let you fly that day, and they say, you're not flying today. A lot of people are nodding their head. If you complain and say, I've already missed two flights here because you guys overbooked. What's your problem? You're idiots. They're having people put in handcuffs. They're saying you're not flying today. So it's a new system where not just government, but bureaucrats in quasi-government corporate areas, they have the power to flip out and have you thrown off the plane because you complained and said, you know, I need to get up and use the bathroom. This is just a conversion to treating us all like slaves, getting rid of a high service economy and going into a prison economy where we're all treated like peon prisoners. That's what's happening. Jones here, back live. I'll get into all the other world news and more on the announcements that you'll be arrested for your free speech with the TSA in the next segment with several of my crew members that have been witnesses to these announcements at the Houston Airport and Boston Logan, where they say, we will arrest you if you make jokes. You have no free speech. You are a prisoner. Of course, there is no enabling law for that, but they don't care. This is a criminal mafia government. I'm trying to explain that to people. It fully wants to get everybody ready to just arrest whoever they want and disappear you. And we either get upset and speak out or it's over. Your pension funds, everything are gone. Now, let me stop you. You think I like having Tosh Plumlee contact me through Jim Mars, who is a former top CIA contractor and is quite frankly still one, and having him go public? He was on Megyn Kelly yesterday and they cut it down to 15 seconds and took it out of context. And he says now his life's in real danger. We're getting him on very soon. You think I like having the Navy SEALs come to me and actually meeting with a Navy SEAL and another Navy SEAL's father about SEAL Team 6 weeks after their helicopter blew up and they murdered 23 of them? You think I like having to have the duty to bring you that information? This is dangerous. This isn't a game, okay? That's why I get so angry at people out there that make jokes about all this stuff. Now, about a month ago, we got contacted by a high-level source at Dyess Air Force Base. That's all I'm going to say. High-level source that nukes that weren't supposed to be there were brought out of bunkers, loaded on 18-wheelers. The security force freaked out. That's private. It's police. This was witnessed by my source. And said, these aren't even supposed to be here since the 80s. And this isn't a proper federal department that's supposed to transport these. And where are they going? It was a big argument about even letting them go, but the base commander came out and said, they're going. This is a national security order, and those nukes rolled, reportedly, to the East Coast. To Lindsey Graham's senatorial district. We didn't know the same day he was saying that his district was going to be nuked in the near future if we didn't attack Syria. That came out in CBS News. Now, let me give you the new stuff. You know the top general in the Navy, or admiral in the Navy, over the nuclear weapons. Here's our report. Exclusive high-level source confirms secret. I can hardly even say this stuff on air. Secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer. I mean, we're not making this up, okay? Again, the Navy SEALs, Tosh Plumlee, this type of information. All the other whistleblowers that come to us. This is, my gut tells me this is This is dangerous stuff, okay? I'm trying to explain to you how real this is, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't just some more news out there. Now, a week ago, Navy fires number two nuclear commander after gambling probe. And I said, probably just made up. Do you really believe this top Navy admiral would be trying to pass fake chips at a casino and then no charges? Because it's made up, folks. But I said, if it starts happening to more top nuke commanders, then you know there's some type of coup, counter coup going on. Boom. Just breaking 30 minutes ago. Huffington Post. We've got Anthony Gucciardi doing a report on this right now for Infowars.com. We're going to have more at the end of the show today, a special report on the nightly news when I have more. I almost need to just stop talking about this because it hit me right before the show, and it's so upsetting because there's thousands of points that go into this, and this just doesn't double, triple confirm our source. Our source is gold. It confirms that it's probably something really bad. And some type of globalist coup over the nukes. These generals aren't going along with it. These admirals aren't going along with it. Here's the Huffington Post. Michael Kerry, Air Force general in charge of nuclear missiles, to be fired over loss of trust by the White House. When you start hearing that the White House has a loss of trust over someone, I mean, what does that mean? This is crazy. This is in the Associated Press, by the way. The Air Force is firing the two-star general in charge of all of its nuclear missiles. All of the nuclear missiles. This other guy was over the cruise missiles and in the Navy and a bunch of other systems. Put that back up on screen for me. There's more out on the AP now. I only have the first report. The Air Force is firing its two-star general in charge of all its nuclear missiles in response to an investigation into alleged personal misbehavior, officials told the Associated Press today. Major General Michael Kerry is being removed from command of the 20th Air Force, which is responsible for three wings of international intercontinental ballistic missiles, a total of 450, all three bases across the country, the official said. The official disclosed the matter to the AP on condition of anonymity because it has not been publicly announced. Print me the article, please. And if you hear me huffing and puffing, I'm not doing that for dramatic reasons. I'm the type of guy that never has anxiety attacks. But stuff like this, I'm actually seizing up, having trouble breathing.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Folks, the reason I get so upset about this is I don't like at a fleshly level, a decadent level. We're all decadent at one level or another. At a deep cowardly level, I also have a lot of deep courage, but humans are all multifaceted. I don't like meeting with a Navy SEAL about them blowing up the helicopter of the Navy SEALs. I don't like knowing the government's really that evil. I don't like knowing that they're doing thousands of declassified lethal studies on men, women, and children, killing little foster kids, injecting people with cancer viruses. It's not like, oh, great, I have all this horrible news. I get to prove the government's bad. No, it all comes out. No one gets in trouble. I don't like having a super high-level source that witnessed nukes being pulled out that weren't supposed to be at Dyess Air Force Base and loaded on trucks and being carried by a transport group that's not supposed to be carrying nuclear weapons. That's all set up and established. They have a federal transportation group that does that with former Special Forces people and others in a convoy. And then I start seeing top generals and admirals over the nukes being removed by the same people, and Gucciardi's on it. It's the same guy that removed both of them. And now they're not saying, hey, he was gambling like they did this admiral, but then dropped the fake charges. I said, that's probably a setup. I mean, normally gambling, whatever it was, they wouldn't remove somebody over that because it's an embarrassment. That's nothing in the corruption that goes on in the higher ranks of the Pentagon and the top brass. On record, I mean, that's nothing. I mean, these guys are running whole criminal empires, two, three, four-star generals. Or they're given jobs that are white side, white hat, that aren't in the corruption. to go carry out other operations. But the issue here is that now another top general has been removed for loss of trust, and the Associated Press is reporting. And I know I hit print on the full article. Will you please give me that? Thank you very much. So we now have the Navy firing its number two nuclear commander. That was a few weeks ago. And now today, AP, Michael Carey, Air Force General in charge of all nuclear missiles, removed from the Global Air Force Strike Command. And we're going to tell you who removed him and the details with Anthony Gucciardi. He's printing the articles off. He's walking in here in a minute. He should be in here in the next 5 minutes. But that's why they are having announcements at the Houston airport and at the Boston Logan airport and everywhere else for that matter now, including Austin, saying if you make jokes or say you don't like the TSA, we're going to arrest you. Folks, that's free speech to say this is all ridiculous. Oh, really? We're going to arrest you. They want everybody used to it, everybody trained, everybody prepared, everybody knowing that we can disappear you. And now I guess at a TSA checkpoint on a highway, if you make a joke, they'll arrest you. This is what they want to do, is just grab and disappear us and our families. It's what they've done all over the world. The people running our government, running our military, go into countries and kill hundreds of thousands of people, in some cases millions. When the globalists have a captive audience, they kill everybody. When the globalists have a captive audience, they whack them out. When they have a captive audience, they do horrible things. When they got foster kids, they put 67% of them on psychotropics, an average of 7 drugs. When they've got prisoners, they do all sorts of secret testing on them. When they get poor people, they do horrible stuff to them. This is what they do. If they can get their hands on you, and if they can get in, they're going to take your pension funds, they're going to take your property, they're going to take your health, they're going to take your children, they're going to take your religious rights. They're doing it in a reign of terror that is just rolling out now, rolling out against everyone. Chris Jordan, we played this clip, and we're going to play it again in a moment, of the TSA in Houston. The article's up on Infowars.com. TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest if they make jokes or basically talk back. It's just, if you say anything we don't like, we're going to arrest you. There's no law in that. Then I talk about what Gucciardi saw with Weldon Henson and Josh Owens flying back from the NSA headquarters, covering that last week. A guy at the sandwich shop says, man, they have got a bomb threat or something. We're just searching your plane right through there. They're at the Phoenix airport making their connection. He said, really? He goes, yeah, they said it was some kind of threat. I want to ask about it. Nice old man. They walk over, tell the gate, hey, was there some kind of bomb threat? They said, who told you that? Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell you. Oh, fine. Here's the federal marshal. You're going to be arrested for a bomb threat. And he went, was there a drill? Was there a scare? And they're like, that's none of your business. Something went on, but it's none of your business. Now, you tell us who told you that. They're under arrest, or you're under arrest for a felony. He said, well, that guy, but he didn't do anything. He said, you guys had some threat and searched the plane. Is that true? They went over, put him in handcuffs, took him away. This is all in like 10 minutes. And then the federal marshal, air marshal, comes over. Gucciardi said he was just some giant, obviously, you know, hormonal guy, bigger than Schwarzenegger is the way he described him. And he came over to him. He said, I'm going to walk you guys in now to the plane. He goes, you're really lucky. Really lucky, because if you ever do say something like that, we're going to charge you with a felony. You're going to go to jail. And he was like, what's going to happen to that old man? I mean, he just, was there something going on? They're like, yeah, something went on. It's none of your business. Well, why are you arresting him? Why are you arresting him if he didn't do anything? Weldon saw all this as well. And he said, you don't worry about that. I mean, they want to grab anybody they can. And the more innocent, the better. I want to warn everybody about this country. This country is evil. Don't come here if you live outside the U.S., okay? This, like the Russians put a travel advisory, said, don't go there, they may secretly arrest you. That's true, folks. This country is run by evil that is openly trying to break our will. The Nazis got in 33. By 35, they were doing the same thing, messing with people, shutting down businesses they didn't like, intimidating people, checkpoints, harassing, didn't like how you talked, take you in for interrogation, you'd fall and hit your head. By 37, they were just arresting en masse whoever they wanted, putting them in forced labor camps. By 42, they were lining everybody up and shooting them. And I'm telling you, I've studied the sociology, the anthropology, the history. The Nazis were a lot nicer. We got Ron Paul coming up. He needs to go ahead and get in here. I told him 5 minutes after. I need to go ahead and get him in here now. The point here is that this is the type of garbage that we're dealing with in a society. And by the way, I'm glad yesterday I did that little piece about Hitler and the Olympic torch, the Olympic relay with the torch and the rings and all of it. Because, you know, a commenter on Twitter said that that wasn't true. Hitler wasn't involved in the Olympics. Hitler officially launched the modern Olympics in 1936. Okay? And he did invent the torch and the style of the Volkswagen and the procession and the torch lighting. He modernized the rings, and the design he drew became the modern symbol. A French aristocrat who believed sports should be the new religion to replace Christianity did originally in 1914 draw some similar rings that never got adopted because the Olympics got canceled because of World War I. But my point was is that got off into how he said bring back bread and circus to control the population, but also so we have a warrior class that'll fight. The French need to be more athletic like the Germans. And the Germans were aware of that. That's why they seized on the Olympics after and took it over. And that just shows how we have an article where the U.S. stamps issuers are destroying stamps because they show kids playing ball and jump rope saying that's dangerous and basically racist. My wife was at a dinner a few nights ago with some family, distant family, who were saying, we're atheists, blah, 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 and we're criticizing the owner of Hobby Lobby because he's Christian and closed on Sunday and sells Christian stuff if you want it. And my wife said, well, you know I'm a Christian. A lot of our family's Christian, and you know it's not really fair that you're talking like that. And she said, Hobby Lobby is racist, and basically so are you. So racist now is dodgeball. Racist is being Christian. And that's what the TSA has said to me before. They said, you're a conspiracy theorist when I don't want to be groped. I expect if you go to a restaurant and say, I don't like veal. I don't think they treat the baby cows well. I'll just take a regular steak. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Or it'd be like if I had an opinion on the color of drapes and my wife didn't like it, hypothetically. Oh, I want green drapes, not those pink ones. Oh, that's racist. It's literally just this default setting of you're a bad person, I'm a good person. And the reason I digress off into all of this is the globalists have created this myth that there are these terrorists and that they're going to attack us, so we're going to take all your rights, keep you safe. Meanwhile, they run the terrorist on record. And that's the thing about it. It's all naked now. It's all completely, absolutely naked now. And, you know, I say now's the time if you're going to get out of Dodge, get out of Dodge. I didn't finish the rest of the story. The problem, the reason I haven't left Dodge is I can see this as a global program, global standardization, continuity of agenda in their own words. This is going in worldwide, the same system. In fact, the Russians say they oppose it all, but that's because they're not part of the power block. They're all implementing the exact same stuff there, just they run it instead of the globalists running it. And they're not trying to sterilize everybody with vaccines or paying people to have kids. So they're not as eugenicist-based because they've already gone through 80 years of that. But the issue here is that we're in deep trouble. We are in deep trouble as a society. Chris, let's bring you on air. Chris Jordan, tell folks what you've heard the TSA announce yourself, because some people are in the comments at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, kind of like they did 4 years ago when we started videotaping the groping of children, taking diapers off babies, grabbing women's breasts, TSA asking women out on dates. They've paid out on lawsuits. They're so disconnected from reality, they'll pull a woman's sweater off, grab their breast, and say, I want to date you. I mean, that's how mentally ill they are. They'll print off naked scans of women and say, please sign this baby. People said, oh, they're not groping. And TSA said, we're not groping people. And then, of course, the video came out, and they said, well, it's for your safety. And it's the same thing. People are like, oh, there's no way they're announcing if you make a joke at the airport, we're going to arrest you. When now, since at least I've learned last Christmas, this is airing everywhere. In fact, Chris Jordan's heard it. Gigi Urnetta has heard it. And so is the rest of the crew. Everybody that's flown has heard this. And it's almost like, well, yeah, didn't you know they're airing this? So this is what they play in America. Oh, by the way, unattended bags. Oh, by the way, this facility. Oh, by the way, you make a joke, we're going to arrest you. Here it is.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
And remember, anyone caught criticizing the dear leader will be permanently detained. And by the way, they now, we know thousands of Christian groups, pro-life groups, in the memos, destroyed them, shut them down. Orders from the White House, hundreds of meetings a month, hundreds of meetings with the leadership of the IRS. I mean, they're in there with everybody's tax returns, everybody's background, go after him, go after them, beyond Nixon and total lapdog establishment media and trying to arrest and persecute pro-life groups. These are authoritarians. The sky is the limit. Of course, if busloads of people pull up during the shutdown the first day, they pull guns on them and kidnap them for 2 days and cuss at them and scream at them. I won't go to national parks now. They've won. It's theirs. They hate you. They're arrogant. It's their property, not you. You work for them. And see, it's an unnatural system where they have unlimited fiat money. Fiat currency always creates hyperinflation, except if it's a selective economy and only given to government agencies, select corporations and groups, everybody else goes into a depression. And then they've got all the extra money for their systems to grow like cancer. So it's like cancer shutting off blood to everything else except itself. And now we're like a dog that weighs 50 pounds dragging a 400-pound cancer around. And the cancer hates us so much, it's trying to kill us. It'll die, of course, too, but it doesn't matter. Its instinct is, I want it all. I want it all. I hate you. Because it looks at the dog and sees it has a spirit. Cancer is, you know, with its little amoeba eyes are looking at the dog and hating it, even though it's the dog's heart's barely beating and it's trying to just kill it as fast as it can. This is what tyrannies do. How many TSA agents have announced I'm God and gone crazy and stripped naked and began running around the airports? It happens all the time. Because who else would want to sit there and dominate people 8 hours a day while being fried by radiation? Now, that said, here's the big news in this segment, the next, with Anthony Gucciardi. And I brought him in here today because we broke this a few weeks ago. Back on September 3rd, I guess a month ago now, time really flies. Exclusive high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer. This is a very dangerous report. This is a real whistleblow. Okay, of the highest magnitude. When people go to prison, people get killed now for just speaking out against the dear leader, okay? That's why we need your prayers, folks, and realize how important this is. And by the grace of God, we're still here. Because we're so prominent, they're worried about crushing us. They still may do that. Exclusive, high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead. And again, if you just joined us, Anthony Gucciardi, break down. Now we have another top nuke general. All the missiles in the U.S. has been relieved for, quote, loss of trust by the same guy. Tell us what's happened. Go ahead and start over. Your mic wasn't on. Go ahead.
Okay, so as you may know, when we broke this on September 3rd, basically it was a bombshell anyway, and our source stopped responding to us, which was concerning to me. But the reality is that not only did Lindsey Graham come out later on that day and say there could be a nuclear strike in South Carolina if we don't go to war with Syria, if we don't go to war with Iran— but then the second top commander of the nuclear arsenal got suspended over gambling, which is a BS charge. He said he used fake chips or something like that. But then
the police said it didn't happen and there was no charges.
Right, but here's the thing that no one's looking at. Both of these were anonymous from insiders in the government reporting to the news agencies. They didn't want to report on this. The government did not want to announce this. Same with this top nuclear...
As usual, you hit the key. We're not even supposed to know all these top generals are being removed in some type of coup.
They're probably firing more of them, but we're not even allowed to know. These are whistleblowers inside of government going to the news organizations. Right here it says as well that they did not want to announce on September 3rd the suspension because it remains under investigation and they weren't ready to go official with it.
Wait a minute. So this happened right when we reported this?
This happened on the same day. That's the next thing. People don't even understand.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even.
Yeah. It's buried at the bottom. Look at this very bottom of the article. It says they didn't want to report it on September
3rd. Daily Mail. Let's show that.
The exact same day it happened, it comes out weeks later, that exact day, that guy was suspended over a lie over a lottery charge. Obviously,
what do you think's really going on here?
He didn't want to do it. He did not want to transfer this nuke off record with no transfer papers secretly to South Carolina because he knew what might go on. And then this guy, I believe, was more like a whistleblower, and they need to shut him up. And it's the same guys firing all of them. The same guys that are doing all the bidding in Iraq and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe we're in the middle of this. We'll be right back. The good news is American satisfaction with the U.S. government drops to all-time low, down to 18 to 17%, depending on which one of the poll indexes you look at from Gallup. And it's even worse than that. So they don't care now that you know they're criminals. They're just coming for you. But there's a throw-the-bums-out movement that's just, oh, throw everybody out. No, throw the globalist out. Throw the authoritarians out. Put in the Rand Pauls. Put in the Justin Amashes. Put in the Walter Joneses. Put in the patriots that are against all of this. Throw out the Governor Browns of California. The globalists are in a race to gut this country because they know you're waking up across the board. Now, Anthony Gucciardi, you're going to have a big report out on this at Infowars.com. I'm glad we've gone back and looked at the old nuke story with the new top nuke general being fired. That's two in a month. That now, weeks after we first reported this, it comes out this guy was fired the day after we reported this. And then now...
Let's go over it. All right, there's a lot of information. Again, this is all just breaking, so it's hard to go and sift through it. But once we're finding out more, it makes more sense. So the original guy, we reported the missing nuke report with the super high-level military intelligence who's now not responding to us anymore on September 3rd. Then Lindsey Graham that same day came out and said, there's going to be a nuclear strike, it looks like, if we don't go against Syria and Iran in South Carolina. But on the same day... the second in command, it looks like, was suspended, if not fired, later on the same exact day we reported this. But then it gets worse. They didn't announce that. It turns out they didn't want to until an anonymous leaker inside the government, it's one of these documents, basically came out and said it was happening. And then at the end of the article, it says they didn't want to do it on, they didn't want to announce it on September 3rd because they were still investigating. But then this gets worse. So now that was the second guy. Right, on September 3rd. This is the guy, general in charge of nukes, the top guy. And here we have the report. Not only was he fired, but they actually didn't want to say anything about it. The officials disclosed the matter to the AP on condition of anonymity.
That's in the Associated Press that there's a secret purge of generals going on. And that's what I said at the time.
They found an email about it. Someone forwarded an email about it. It must have been ultra classified. They didn't want to announce this. So they want to fire all these guys off record, behind the scenes, black ops style, and just get rid of them.
Because and then later they can die of a fast-acting cancer.
Yes, exactly.
Or have a heart attack.
But get this. People were saying, oh, it's just routine. You know, it's the ICBM inspection stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're saying that at Infowars.com.
They're saying
the operatives are.
Look, here's the exact response. The decision was made by James Kowalski, and basically this guy's in charge. An internal email revealed that it was due to a temporary duty assignment that this guy failed to do around that exact same time. So what was that temporary duty assignment the guy failed to do that would fire him over it? I mean, this guy was in charge of fleets. He was in charge of
nuclear weapons. When you fire generals, it's usually congressional hearings.
I mean, it's you hardly ever fire them. You give them, you know, honorary service and everything like that. This guy's done. You're fired. You are fired. Instantly.
And it's the guys all in charge of the nukes.
Yeah, the guy.
Graham running around the night after we set it, the night, saying, oh my gosh, the nuke's going to blow us up. And the nukes are going there.
Yes, South Carolina. It's so obvious. And it's like, it's one thing if we just had the nuclear intelligence, if we had Graham coming out and saying it, we're just getting all these guys.
Yeah, here's the deal. Our source didn't know why they were disappearing, these nukes. They weren't even supposed to be there.
No.
These are secret black op nukes disappearing. Everybody's freaking out over it. We don't know why. And then all of a sudden, the top generals all start disappearing and being fired. I mean, this is incredible.
And
what does your gut tell you?
I think the first one refused to do it. This second guy either refused to do it or was a whistleblower, but I don't need to guess. It says he failed to do a temporary duty assignment. Temporary duty assignment, such as moving the nuclear weapon, which was unsigned for, to South Carolina. I mean, why else would you fire a top nuclear commander and then have this other guy in a phony charge of lottery tickets or gambling or whatever?
And they put the most trusted over these, the most sane, the best backgrounds. And notice they probably said, we're not doing this. Because, I mean, I know the nukes disappeared. I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
And now this is all happening. I don't know what's going on. This is incredible.
We're pulling the cover on it. They might not be able to do anything if we keep doing it. But the fact of the matter is they look like they...
Man, I tell you, this feels super dangerous. Yeah. For us, I tell you.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Ron Paul, the former congressman, scheduled to join us coming up in the next segment. You've got two top nuke generals, an admiral and a general, removed. Turns out one of them, that the afternoon after we broke the missing nuke story last month, now the other top nuke general has been removed. And Anthony Gucciardi, undoubtedly, our source, missing nukes, that's a real source. We didn't know what it meant. Then Graham announces South Carolina is going to be blown up when the nukes were being sent to that area from our source. Then we learn this top general was removed that day, that afternoon. But that the AP says that they wanted to keep it secret, but it leaked. Now another top general's removed. And now we have all these articles about it. I mean, we need to find out what's going on here immediately. We may, our source, may have stopped a false flag. This sounds like some kind of nuclear coup. It sounds like these guys weren't playing ball or they'd still be in place.
And both of these were leaked. You mentioned the first one. The second one was from a leaked email. So here's the guy, James Kowalski. He's the one firing the top guy right now. So these are super higher ups. I mean, this is someone that has the ability to fire the top new commander. Not the second.
That's Lieutenant General.
Yes, Lieutenant General. And then we have this guy who's his boss.
It looks like an alien Borg clone. Show them side by side.
Yeah, they look very similar, and we're not saying anything like that. It's a joke. But they look, you know, typical military guys, and they're going around firing all these new commanders, and then get this, replacing them with this guy, Jack Weinstein. And I don't know his deal yet.
This is the big news.
This is breaking as of like 30 minutes
ago. Who is Mr. Weinstein?
Well, the only thing I could find is that he's been assigned to the Pentagon since 2009. So he's at their home base. You know, he's probably kept
under. And what is his rank?
He is, he's going to be now the new commander of the whole United States. But he's a major general right now of the Air Force. Now, my thing is, as we're talking off air, it looks as if they were asking these two individuals that were fired, the number one nuke commander and the number two nuke commander, to ship the nuke, unsigned transfer, which already did happen, but then potentially authorize a false flag event in South Carolina as a pretext to go to Syria. And that would have ultimately maybe worked, but we blew the lid on it. And the second thing is, this looks like the second guy might have been a whistleblower as well against this. And these guys go in and say, okay, you're not going to play ball. We'll get rid of you and put this guy in who's from the Pentagon. And the other ones might be as well, I don't know, but this guy's been with the Pentagon since 2009, and he might play ball. He might do whatever they want. He might be the kind of guy that's, you know, just a fill in there. They build him up and throw him.
Oh, look at Weinstein. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my...
So that's the guy with all the nukes.
Yes. This is now the controller of all the nuclear weapons in the United States, Air Force-wise, that can be attached to a bomber. And let's flash.
And then in 2007, we had the Minot missing nukes, which they said wasn't true at first and was confirmed.
And all the people started dying. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it ain't going to be me, I hope.
Well, I hope so, too. I mean, I hope it's not the source either. Again, we can't get in contact with them. But what I do know is that all of this information we have now, we're not supposed to have. It was all anonymous leaked emails and stuff.
And that's why they're so scared of leaks. It'll stop their criminal takeover.
That's why Obama's...
They're not allowed to just nuke stuff or steal nukes because Obama's God.
Yeah, basically they're saying we're not even allowed to know if there was a nuclear transfer. And then what happened when I called Dias was really, really weird. They said it's pretty much illegal. It's against policy. It's illegal for us to even talk about nukes. They said that. And then I kept proning them, and they said they got a bunch of calls. And then officially on Facebook, they wouldn't even talk to me in person. They just said on Facebook, that didn't happen according to our website. So they kept denying it in weird ways that weren't even real, like saying that did not happen according to our official press release. Like, they didn't answer the question.
The official press release was, we don't comment on nuke transfers.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very obvious to me what's going on, and it should be obvious to anyone listening.
Well, there was a big freak out at the base when this happened. Like, A, nukes aren't supposed to be here under treaty since 86.
Yeah. When B, you can see them on Google Maps, yeah.
The bunkers. Yeah. What's going on here? Well, it turns out Weldon was stationed there. This is where the B-2 bombers are at. This is crazy. Congressman Ron Paul, former congressman, coming up. Anthony, we're going to be covering this tonight. You'll be there with me. We'll have more at 7 o'clock tonight. InfoWars Nightly News. I want you on this full time. I don't want to do anything but cover this, because now it's not just some secret nukes transfer. Now it's getting really scary. My original gut feeling. Some weird coup d'etat type deal. Yeah, this is really serious. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, former Congressman Ron Paul joins us, and it's very exciting to see he's got a new bestseller out. We'll talk about that. He's launched his own radio TV network. And is fighting the info war. And boy, we couldn't think of a better time to have him, with his economic knowledge and all of his financial predictions, unfortunately, coming true like prophecy, with the debt limit, with the Chinese communists lecturing us and the IMF lecturing us like we're some third world country being conquered by financial interest, with the so-called government shutdown, arresting people that show up at the national parks, letting illegals have a demonstration on the mall, but closing it to everyone else. Former Congressman Ron Paul, thank you for joining us, sir.
Good to be with you today, Alex.
There's so much happening. I mean, what do we tackle first?
Well, why don't we solve all the problems of Washington? Let the bus come. It's coming soon. They're not going to work their way out of it, so it's going to collapse. Let's just keep working on the fact that when we get around to rebuilding this whole entire system, that we do it the way it was intended originally and actually improve upon it. I think the concept of liberty has advanced even since the time of the founders, but we've regressed so desperately far from what they intended. I think we should anticipate that, you know, in the future, in the next several years, you're going to see a big, big collapse of this. And then we have to talk about what kind of a monetary policy, why we need to bring our troops home, why we have to quit expanding the deficit every day, and you raising these debt limits and planning on total socialized medicine. That all has to end, and it's going to end because it's going to fail. I think we should anticipate that and look at it as an opportunity, and that's our job to make sure that people know what is best for us. And I'm always arguing the case that less government, more freedom is what we need.
Dr. Ron Paul's our guest. Sir, many top analysts have said that the American empire is in its beginning stages of death. And now a lot of columnists and others are saying, look, this looks like the beginning of the end of this kleptocratic mega government. What is your take on when the big event is coming, or will it be a group of events?
Well, it's hard to protect the timing, but I think I agree with the assessment that it will end. And I look at it like a building standing but no foundation. Yeah, it's sort of sitting there and wobbling, but it hasn't crashed. And I think it will, because, you know, the financial system is so unstable. It's totally based on debt and confidence in a dollar and confidence in the Fed that they'll always print the right amount of money and they'll always keep the interest rates right and they'll always bail out everybody that needs bailed out, which I think is a total hoax. So the event, the big event, could occur next week. It could occur in 5 years from now, and I just think it's too difficult to predict. But so far, there has been a steady erosion in that direction. That is, there's less confidence now. The Fed has to buy more foreign debt and more mortgage debt because their foreigners are buying a lot less. But the trust is still there. They're still anticipating the Fed is credible and the dollar is still credible. But eventually that will be lost. And exactly when that's going to happen, I don't know. But I would think in the next several years, you're going to see some very major changes and a real challenge to all of us on what's going to replace it.
Dr. Paul, Gallup and other polls show the lowest approval rating ever for government in general, the lowest level of trust. I think that's a positive thing. That tells me people are finally starting to realize how much trouble we're in.
Absolutely. You know, if somebody's trying to recover from alcoholism or drugs, they say it can't be done unless they acknowledge, you know, that there's a problem and things are very negative before you start doing the right things. And I think a 5% trust factor for the government is really a good sign, because that means that now they'll quit believing the government. I mean, they don't trust the government. They don't believe the government. The government always lies to us, and whether it's foreign policy or domestic policy. And then we have Clapper and these other guys get on these committees and lie to us about what they're doing and how they're spying on us. So the people have a right to challenge this. And I think the internet helps. I think radio shows like yours helps. I think everything that we do and say helps. And it's so much different than it was before we had these vehicles. And of course, the system was always assumed to be much healthier than it is today. But, just think how quickly the Soviet system disappeared. I think that was the greatest miracle, or event, at least, in the 20th century, that nobody was, you know, the day before, or the month before, or the year before, said, oh, you know, next year the Soviet system would be gone. Everybody would have considered that person nuts. But it was fragile, and it fell apart, and went quickly, and thank goodness we didn't have to have a nuclear war in order to get rid of the Soviet system. So I think we're probably 1987 right now, where the Soviets were at 87, and within 2 years it was gone.
Sir, I 100% agree with what you just stated. In fact, I've made the point that I believe we're 1987. If you were comparing it to East Germany, 1989, that we're about 1989. If you compare it to 1991, I hope that Homeland Security just stands down if some type of collapse happens and doesn't try to go around squeezing the public. But they appear to be organizing to do just that. But here's the good news. I like your take on this. We saw the world stand up, including Congress and others, led by your son, saying no to backing al-Qaeda, no to expanding the war in Syria. We've seen Obama's total push to get our guns failed for now. Basically, everything they've tried has failed. They got Obamacare, but now they can't even implement that. Maybe Mitch McConnell's right. Maybe let them try to implement it instead of them blaming libertarians and conservatives for the mess that's happening.
No, I think we're at the point, just let it go. Not that I criticize those who have been fighting it. I was fighting it all the chances I've ever had. But I think let it go. Maybe the people are so angry now, again, loss of trust, they can't even sign up. it's such a mess. But you know what? You mentioned the change in attitude about NSA as well as Syria. I think that is just great stuff. But even in another issue, sometimes more controversial for some people, and that is the government has just about conceded with the state's right to legalize the use of marijuana. And that is a freedom issue, and it's a state's right issue.
It is.
And it's something even liberals, sort of like.
It's a bellwether.
Because the liberals are defending states' rights. But, they're starting to talk about state laws changing monetary policy and standing up for their rights. So I think nullification is here today. It's as healthy as it's been in, the last 200 years, really. It was only tested early on. But I think it represents nullification. They're just backing off, because when the people overwhelm, the politicians will respond. And I know it's very frustrating with a lot of people. They say, no, they never listen. But that's because there aren't enough people. When the numbers are there and you pointed it out, they had to respond and rein in Obama when it came to Syria. And hopefully the softening stand against Iran is also a reflection of the people's attitude. 75% of the people don't want us to go to war against Iran. I don't even understand why you have 5% of the people want to start a war with the Iranians. That is so stupid. And yet there's still some out there, and the neocons are crying out of the blue because of all that, and that he's back down a little bit. But it's the American people that count. That's why I think attitudes are so important.
Sure. And former Congressman Ron Paul joins us. I want to get into homeschooling and your new book that really is at the heart of the solution here before you got to go in about 5 minutes. But first off, looking at the government shutdown itself and nullification overall, California just nullified the NDAA secret arrest attack on habeas corpus. So, again, it does show even the grassroots left can begin to understand the tyranny and recognize states' rights and nullification are there for a reason. But looking at the government shutdown, you've only got 17% of the government that's actually shut down, and that's stuff that the people actually use, like national parks and other areas. They're giving tickets to people that jog on the sidewalk by national parks. They're closing areas of Arlington Cemetery, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the Iwo Jima thing. I mean, the instinct of authoritarians to try to dominate everyone when it's backfiring, it does give credence to your point that they're really a bunch of buffoons.
Yeah, and this whole thing, you know, about the shutdown is a farce. You know, it's political gamesmanship, and it's amazing that the president doesn't get much more negative press out of this, but, you know, his buddies in the media keep trying to prop him up. But there is no real shutdown. You know, they're always passing a law, or Obama makes a ruling. Yesterday, it was the issue of taking care of the veteran of individuals that have died in the war and given their benefits. You know that they can do anything they want. If they can bail out nations and banks, everything else to the tune of trillions of dollars, they're not going to allow a default, and they're not, and they could do anything that they desire here. The only thing they close down are those visible things that have a political implication, and hopefully the American people will be cynical enough and realize that it's a joke, it's a real joke and a farce on what they're doing. And I think this is good that the people, you know, are waking up and realizing, you know, it's a bunch of politicians trying to outdo each other.
Well, just to prove what you just said, look at what they did for months when they couldn't pass a debt level increase. They just said, oh, our debt's not going up, and did an accounting gimmick. So Obama's saying, we're going to crash if you don't do what I say. He's the one engaged in financial terrorism. And I want you to speak to that. And then Janet Yellen, if folks thought Ben was a hyperinflator, wow. I'm told she's the actual author of this, doctor.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this October 17th is another farce, just like the closing down of the government. They should be worrying about the breakdown of government, which will come. But the date is arbitrary, picked out of the clear blue, and the national debt have reached the point where it is right now. The official debt breached it in May, so they've been doing what they want to do. So they always could do this whole idea that they don't, that they won't have money to pay the interest. You know, why? Who cares whether they pay the interest to the Federal Reserve? You know, and they hold $2 trillion. So you could take care of this debt if you're looking for just excuses to prop it up. But this is just a gimmick to try to frighten the people and say, if you don't do it, you know, your benefits are going to disappear and government won't be there. And the president needs your support. But it's always there. And we have to realize what the Fed has done for the bailouts. And they're always there. They bailed out the system to the tune of trillions of dollars. And now that we're getting a new chairwoman of the Fed, we shouldn't feel any more relaxed about it, because she is a much greater inflationist than even Greenspan and Bernanke.
Wow.
And but she tells us she's all for transparency. I wonder if that means she's going to be for my audit the Fed bill. don't hold your breath on that. But she believes she supported all the QEs, and she would even do more. She is not going to back off, because there's a little bit of immediate pain with the stock market. If you even back off from $85 billion of new money every month, or to 75, it would be a hysterical reaction on Wall Street. She's not going to do that. So my bet is that we are going to continue to inflate and continue to destroy the dollar until the world rejects the dollar, and that's what we should be concerned about.
I want to talk about the book in closing, but briefly, Peter Schiff, who I know is one of your top economic advisors and a great mind, and many of his predictions have come true, like the fact that they wouldn't taper. He said last Friday here, and DrudgeReport.com picked it up, became a national story. He said they may want to collapse, because then they can bring in tyranny as the solution. And he's worried about that. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former head of policy at the Treasury, said the same thing. Many others are. I mean, is there a method to the madness? Do you think the Obama people, just like he's getting away with Obamacare right now and getting away with being the one behind the shutdown?
It's hard to say because you'd have to really read their minds and their motivations, which I can't do. I think it's closer to stupidity than it is that, oh, let's have a collapse so we can do such and such. But remember, how many in the administrations have always said, don't ever let a crisis go to waste. So it's probably a lot of that, too.
Sure.
The policies are going to bring on these crises.
Sure.
And that has always been used as an excuse to expand the role of government. You know, just like the Fed, you know, when they create the bubbles and then they create the bursting of the bubbles, then they say, well, what we need is more Fed. You know, it's on and on.
Sure, but are you concerned about the continued increase of militarized police and that martial law could come during a collapse?
Absolutely. That should be a major concern. And this, of course, hopefully, you know, this whole move toward nullification and kicking the feds out, I hope that continues to grow. And when they run out of money and they go broke, that's going to happen. You know, what's happening, maybe a good place to look is in Detroit. You know, they don't have a police department anymore of worth much, and it verges on anarchy. I'm interested to see if the crime rate goes down in Detroit. It may well go down when everybody knows they have to take care of themselves. But no, I hope the local people. One of the worst things that happened on this local police stuff was that if they were able to confiscate property, airplanes and boats and cars, they get to keep them. It doesn't get sold and put in the treasury. They get to keep that, so they have this tremendous incentive to seize property, and then the owners, whether they're guilty or not, can practically never get it back again. That helped this whole move toward the militarization.
That's right.
Started acting like armies and that the federal government owns.
We have a predatory government. In closing, as you've got to go, The School Revolution, I've got my copy. I want to carry it at InfoWarsStore.com. It's on Amazon, everywhere. I've studied this myself. If we take our children back, I mean, the statists say this. They say, we've got your kids. We're going to win in the end. Now they're not letting them play dodgeball, football. They're banning stamps federally that show kids doing sports. I mean, this is a cult of control freaks. If we take our children away from them, isn't that the key way to win? Former Congressman Ron Paul, tell us about your book in closing.
Yes, absolutely, and that is the goal, because Obama wants to get them at the age of four. It's a bad move, and homeschooling is an option. It's not for every single person, but there has to be always an ability to opt out of a government system. Hopefully, we get an opt-out on medical care, but that doesn't look good. But right now, we still have the right to opt out with private schools and homeschooling, and I am going to do my darndest, because every single day you hear a story of some stupid thing that happened in the government schools, and I said, there they go. Get their kids out as soon as possible.
Congressman Ron Paul, we wish you were still there in Congress, and I guess you're just moving forward, writing books, doing the TV show. That's having a lot of success.
Traveling, speaking, going to the college campuses, and things are going well, and I appreciate the chance to be with you again today.
You bet. RonPaulChannel.com. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Doc.
You bet. There goes former Congressman Ron Paul. I keep calling him Congressman. I've been interviewing him for 17 years since he got back in Congress. I've been interviewing that guy before he got back in Congress. He had one term in the 80s. And then wouldn't go along with the Republicans increasing debt and stuff, so he got kicked out as a libertarian and then came back in 1996. And I've been interviewing Ron Paul since he was running again. And Rand would come on because Ron Paul would come on every few weeks and get support, because his district used to come up into the edge of Austin all the way down to Houston, and they rewrote it a bunch. And then Rand would call the office and say, hey, we need an extra push, you know, right before the election. But the last few times he was elected, it was like 70% of the vote. And that's when they rewrote his district into liberal areas, thinking it would beat him. He would go then talk to those folks and defeat them. So always great to have former Congressman Ron Paul on the broadcast. And I just can't believe we're sitting here talking with a straight face about a government that no one has been able to sign up at healthcare.gov. The ones that have been able to have gotten phone numbers with the media and called and been able to be signed up on the news. And Mike Adams was actually joining us. He's not just the health ranger. He's a great computer programmer and a software engineer. He's helped us out a lot with stuff on the back end before. of our sites, HeadsUpNaturalNews.com. He's going to be coming on to talk about a whole group of articles. In fact, they're probably in my folder, if not, print me his last three, four articles, dealing with the different facets of how it's a fake website, how it's not real, how they're grabbing your IP address. Because everything I saw him writing a week and a half ago, a week ago, 2 days ago, days later comes out in the corporate media and turns out it's true. Of course, I mean, I knew he was saying it and he's accurate, but it's just that they're having to admit it. He's breaking so much of this and they're not getting credit, of course. That's how it always works. Look, I really don't care about getting credit. I'll be honest with you. I just get excited when what we cover later comes out in the kleptocratic press. And again, the kleptocratic Decepticon press isn't as powerful as it used to be. It's a shadow of itself. But still, when it finally is there, then people will address it more, even in the alternative media and even in some of the more fair areas of the old media. And so it is important to kind of force it out to get them to cover it. The problem is the folks that get their news from mainstream media are already so dumbed down. Does it even really matter? I mean, we are the real press here. And so even if it's not breaking in the mainstream media, it's breaking here. I mean, we told you they were missing nukes on September 2nd. And then they started talking about firing all these nuke commanders and nukes are going to blow up the East Coast, exactly where the nukes were sent. I mean, I don't know what this means. The people that gave us the info were totally freaked out and totally on target and totally credible and totally high level. And you know, it was a big circus at Dyess Air Force Base over this because they weren't supposed to send those out and reportedly took the base commander given the order. And by the way, if this hadn't happened, the base commander would come out and say I was a liar, wouldn't they? I mean, I want you to understand something. I don't just say this every day. I'm risking my life bringing you this information, okay, on the nukes. Because they can ignore me on the big issues we cover, because everybody else is covering it now, too. Alex Jones was a lonely voice 18 years ago. I'm not a lonely voice now. And that's a good thing. But I tell you, it's this whistleblower stuff. It's this whistleblower stuff that really my spidey sense says, man, you are crossing the line. And I just want it on record that I know I am. And that I think Anthony has a lot of courage, the rest of my crew do as well. So please pray for us all. But please pray for me up front and my family, because you know who's walking absolute point on this A-team operation against the New World Order, folks. I am blasting right down the navigation shaft on the Death Star. And I've seen a lot of journalists killed. I've seen a lot of people shut down, put in jail. And I got TIE fighters on my butt. And I'm trying to fire this torpedo down the reactor shaft, to use the cheesy analogy. And so we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, now more than ever. All right, stay with us. We're going to come back with Mike Adams via video Skype to break down not just what Obamacare does to you, but that it's a giant NSA database.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And
my friends, when we get high-level sources saying that nukes that weren't supposed to be in these bunkers were pulled out, loaded on trucks that weren't supposed to even be authorized to transfer nukes, and were shipped. And then right outside the base is the biggest nuke building facility in the U.S. They had missing nukes back in 2007. People blew the whistle, and 6 people were killed at the base, Minot, North Dakota, when that news came out to cover up who gave the order. I mean, this is serious business, okay? Serious business. I'm going to get back into it after Jesse Ventura leaves us in the next hour. We're about to go to Mike Adams with key intel, because I just keep noticing it's like Kit Daniels said 3 weeks ago, it's going to be identity theft in this, and they're going to give it to Acorn-like groups. And then it turns out it's groups worse than Acorn, convicted of fraud and scams and identity theft running it, and now it's in Associated Press. Well, same thing with Mike Adams. He said like 4 articles I saw last week and this week that then days later it comes out in the mainstream news. But it's incredible. It shocks me how fraudulent this is. It's just a giant database for the NSA to find out who doesn't have insurance so they can then go mess with these people and fine them. It's getting you to report on yourself. The fine is the scam. And I have that from high-level sources. They're going to take everybody's savings. They're going to take the tax returns, the tax refunds. They're going to garnish wages, and it's all being announced. They're going to grab bank accounts. They hired 17,000 IRS people. It was 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, now 17,000. And I mean, I know they're criminals, but it's so bold. We're going to go to Mike in a moment. By the way, remember, InfoWarsStore.com, we have the Pro Pure Pro One water filtration to cut out the lead, the mercury, the arsenic, the glyphosates, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, the sodium fluoride. And we've got the best price there on all the water filtration systems, not just Pro Pure and the Pro One system. 10% off with promo code WATER, the lowest price, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. And then we have the Nascent Iodine Survival Shield that came so highly recommended by Dr. Group and Mike Adams and so many other experts for your thyroid health and during any radiological event. You know, thyroid blocks some of the radioactive isotopes, but it's the toxic forms that Homeland Security and others are out there promoting because it's cheap and quick. This is the Nascent Pure Atomic Form, and it's on the same periodic area of the table as the fluoride, so it's also a fluoride detoxer on record. InfoWarsLife.com to find that. We sold out of it. Some more did come in. And your purchase also supports the broadcast. It's double the strength at half the cost of leading competitors. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. With all the crazy stuff going on with Fukushima and the Northern Hemisphere having increased radiation levels, I personally and for my family use the nascent iodine. And before Mike leaves us, because he's an expert on this, I'm going to ask him, because he said nascent iodine is so great and everything, why is it making me lose weight faster than other stuff? Why do I feel so good? I mean, this is amazing. I can't wait to get Dr. Group on about it. I mean, I've been doing it about 2 months now, and it's really incredible. But shifting gears out of that, naturalnews.com, I saw this article over the weekend. I saw articles last week because he's a really successful computer programmer. Head fake. Is healthcare.gov only an empty shell mock-up of a working Obamacare exchange? And then in the article, he breaks down that it is. Well, it came out in mainstream news yesterday. We covered it, that indeed they're saying it's just a facade. It's fake. You've got to get a number and then call to say you've been successfully. The 10% in the poll that successfully signed up, we now learned today, didn't sign up. They just thought they were. Like a Nigerian email, you wire 5,000, you think you're getting 10 million. It's not real. You think you're getting it. You don't. Here's his other one, naturalnews.com. Media admits if Obamacare isn't fixed in a month, panic will ensue. That's his latest Obamacare computer code riddled with typos, Latin filter text. Yeah, just the fake text. It's fake programming, despite programmer comments and disastrous architecture. So Mike's been in the back end of this and can tell us what's going on, just like programmers went into the back end of the Amber Alert being blocked and it was all still there. That was a Justice Department fake. They got caught, had to restore it. I mean, this is a bunch of commie globalist saboteurs, folks. I cannot stress to you how criminal these people are. I mean, I cannot believe that it's this open. But I guess they've been doing secret testing on us for decades. I mean, why not? But that was small globalist cadres. Now they've gotten so many crooks in the system that I guess they think it's their time. Mike, before we get into Obamacare itself, I want to ask you, are you feeling the surreal nature right now? Are you freaked out like I am, or am I wrong? I mean, they're acting nuts, like arresting people at the Grand Canyon, pointing guns at German and Japanese tourists that pull up on buses, putting people in hotels for 2 days under gunpoint, arresting kids that play dodgeball. I mean, what's going on here?
No, it's reached a level of insanity that's just beyond absurd, beyond Orwellian. And that's why I want to give a shout out to the truckers who are staging their protests in Washington. I want to give a shout out to all the veterans, the greatest generation, the World War II vets. You storm every barricade in America, we the people will support you. We will not let the Obama administration victimize you who gave us the freedoms that Obama is destroying. It's completely unacceptable. It's out of control. We're reaching a real crisis here, Alex, which might result in a revolt or a reform or something really radically different coming. Getting to Obamacare, it's like an end game. It is a computer code nuclear option in essence. This system, there are so many important points to make here. Number one, when you sign up, when you enroll through healthcare.gov, just creating an account, you contractually agree to waive your Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination. The system confirms that they will turn over everything you give them, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, financial institution, banking accounts, employment history. They will turn that over to law enforcement and IRS auditors. We also know the NSA is, of course, getting a copy of all of this, which is one reason why the system is so broken, because the NSA isn't working correctly with their new Utah data center right now.
Yeah, notice this all was supposedly going to go online at the same time. Now it's catching on fire.
It is disastrous. Now, the mainstream media has not yet woken up to this because mainstream media journalists are not programmers. They don't know how to look at code. They don't know what it means. I happen to have a long IT development history. I ran a big successful software company. I founded it, and I ran R&D teams for over a decade. My assessment of the code, and there are others who, of course, know more than I do about it, but even my casual assessment of the code indicates this system, at this point, it would be faster to scrap it and start over than to fix the current system. This is 3 years away, 3 years away from being up and running smoothly the way they intend it to. There is no way, Alex, that this is going to work by November, December, or January 1. Not a chance. Zero chance. And I'm saying that on the record. This
Ron Paul says stand down. Ron Paul says stand down. This is big news. And let it go through or they're going to blame us. He agrees with Mitch McConnell. It's so horrible. They've jumped the titan of sharks. This will destroy them.
This strategy, I happen to agree with. I think we should let Obamacare go ahead and let it roll out because it's going to implode on its own.
I agree. We should start calling Congress, tell them, nope, okay, in the government shutdown, give them whatever they want.
It's going to implode. This is so disastrous, Alex, because the Obamacare platform was the fantasy dream of the socialists, of the Democrats, of the liberal Obama worshipers and Obama bots. This was the dream. Everybody's going to have free or affordable health care, and you're going to be able to go online and sign up. It's done. You don't have to worry about it again. The failure of this program is the failure of Obama. This is the downfall of the fantasy land thinking of Democrats.
Did we miscalculate trying to block it, or was that the moral right thing to do?
No, until we saw the launch, we didn't know. So I don't think we miscalculated. I think morally this has to be blocked. But now that we know, this thing is going to implode, and any competent programmer could confirm
that. We need to get away from it and totally let him own it.
Exactly, because it's going to crash. Now, then you got to think about, Alex, what is Obama willing to do to distract America from this impending catastrophic, disastrous failure? Will he start a war? Will he start martial law? Will he, false flag operations? To what lengths will he go? Fast and Furious was just the tip of the iceberg. This is an administration that will do anything to make sure that it doesn't take the heat for failed promises. So you got to really wonder, is there a financial crash coming by design to distract people from this failure that's going to become obvious to everybody by January 1? This cannot be fixed. You can't throw more money at bad programming code and make it work. There's an old joke in programming circles that the government thinks that if it takes one woman 9 months to create one baby, then you can have nine women create one baby in 1 month. You just throw more bad money at it, and they think
that's right. I've talked to IBM top engineers and people in software, and they say they'll never say something's broken and scrap it. They'll just keep throwing more money at something that won't work.
Exactly. Now, we haven't even got to the security risk. Kit Daniels and Paul Watson there have been writing about this. This is crucial. The only reason that social security numbers and emails and other private financial data has not yet been stolen in huge numbers through healthcare.gov is because healthcare.gov is so broken that even the hackers can't get to it yet.
Okay.
So once it's up and running, groups like Anonymous are going to have a field day with it, man. We are talking about anything you enter into that system, anybody who's crazy enough or stupid enough to actually enter their private details into healthcare.gov, that's going to go right to the NSA, and it's going to go right into the hacker databases, because just looking at the client-side JavaScript code on this is the easiest thing to hack that I've seen in a long time. It is a no-brainer for groups like Anonymous. And I'm not even a hacker,
but you would just run a script injecting the info and then pull everything out of it.
Oh my goodness. Like, for example, some of the data data integration checking algorithms are all client side, which means they can be modified by the client, by a hacker, to inject malformed data into the database. which could include SQL statements, for example, that allow entire tables to be dropped. They could delete entire tables. They could copy entire tables. They could randomly update tables. They could put executable code, other query statements. I don't mean to get too technical, but they could inject database engine statements into the records that would be executed by the server.
So you can also fry the whole thing and destroy the whole database.
Oh, my God. This is a hacker's greatest dream.
Wait a minute. We always said, Dr. Blaylock said, they're going to bring it in over a few years and wreck the old healthcare system and then fully nationalize it and socialize it. And that's what a lot of the liberals are saying. Oh, this is a genius plan. We'll wreck the old evil right-wing system written by insurance companies. They're not going to get rid of their profits. They're going to nationalize it, but then they'll get all the profit. And it's coming out that they control what treatment you get. Maybe the plan is to wreck everything with this. Maybe it's going according to plan, Mike.
That's an idea that I've been thinking about in some detail. When you actually examine the code, you have to come to the conclusion that either there's only two options in this. A, they hired the most incompetent, unqualified programmers you could possibly find. Or B, they intend for it to fail. They want it to fail. They want a crisis because, of course, the Democrats have always centralized power based on crisis. Well, I guess in a sense, every government has done that, not just Democrats. But this administration in particular has a philosophy of making these, you know, heavenly promises that they can never keep. You look at all of the campaign promises of Obama. Has he kept any of them? You know, he was going to label GMOs. He was going to shut down the secret military prisons.
Well, no, I mean, he always does the opposite of what he says with pleasure. Yes, he loves raising all the taxes on poor people.
Well, yeah, exactly. So this system, this is going to put America, come January 1, here's the problem. Now, I know a lot of people in the healthcare system, you know, doctors, clinics, hospitals, you know, researchers and so on. This problem is going to get dumped on doctors because there are going to be millions of people who think they've signed up through Obamacare. They think they have insurance. They're going to show up at the emergency room or a doctor's office with a health problem, and they're going to say, the doctor's going to say, you know, where's your coverage? And the people are going to say, I've got Obamacare. And, you know, the doctor's office people are going to type it in and say, no, you don't. You're not in the database. This is going to be a disaster. Mark my words, come January 1.
Now, listen, my dad is in healthcare consulting. He's quitting next week. I mean, Tuesday is his last day, except for a little bit of consulting one day a week. He said there's no way to follow these new federal laws. And they're already 3 years into it at the regulation level, arresting doctors, you name it, who don't literally dot an I in a computer. And it's written, the term he introduced got picked up by the state of Texas when they passed a law against it, but still it's not blocking it. What was the term they called it? It was death penalty. Because there's no judge, there's no jury, there's no nothing. Through the federal regs of the state, they can just do whatever they want. And so the plan is no one can be in compliance, and then they're just going to shut down and arrest everybody and then take over healthcare. And my dad says it's by design.
Well, it may very well be. I don't know yet if it's by design, but there are a lot of indications that it may be. If it's not by design, it's so incompetent. It's mind-blowing. But you have to look at what is the philosophy of the Democratic Party. The philosophy of Obama is to wave a magic wand and fake like something is solved and then talk your way out of it. Obama is a salesman.
That's right. His constituents are so stupid.
Yes.
That they will believe that Republicans messed it up.
Well, right. And they believe, I mean, Sebelius was out there on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart saying, no, this system is working. It's working. You know, you can only say that for so long because computer code cannot be hypnotized by Obama. All right? So, let's get that straight. He can talk to the systems all he wants. They're not going to buy the dream. The computer code follows instructions, and the instructions are a nightmare.
So he can do the NLP off the teleprompter. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Believe me. You know, computer code is step by step by step.
What does Obama do when his cell phone doesn't work? He sits there and talks to it, and he goes, now you know I love you. And
He doesn't
listen to him.
No, and Obama tried to say, well, this was like Apple. You know, Apple rolled out iPhones and they needed an update. It had a small glitch. Well, if Apple handed out toy plastic phones with faked screens with painted on phone numbers, that would be like Obamacare.
That's right. It doesn't even beep like a kid's toy. It does nothing. You just
right. It's fake.
It just steals your identity. Yeah.
So also on a technical level, the complexity of the system is so immense. This is, I believe, probably the largest IT project in the history of the world, other than the NSA data gathering project. You have to synchronize across multiple time zones and multiple servers, databases from Social Security, Veterans Administration, state-run driver's license system, banking institutions, immigration, Medicare, Medicaid. All of these things have to integrate, and a lot of these databases are legacy systems that are decades old. The data types don't match, Alex. You have to do what's called a normalization of the data types, which itself is about a three-year project. After you have the data normalized and you have exchange data exchanges like XML systems, then it would take at least another 2 years. I think from day one, this is about a five-year project to make it work, and you would have to hire the most genius programmers on the planet.
And then it's all run by the NSA, which they admit is the government's computer system. It's literally having fires every day.
Yeah.
With all the idiots trying to get their free health care running into their computers.
It's a disaster.
Mike, I want to hear your predictions on what's going to end up happening with this when we come back. Mike Adams, NaturalNews.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Jesse Ventura is coming up. Jim Garrow has always been a pretty credible guy in my book, and he's been a guest on the show, and his background, decades in China and other places, is the classic cutout of a CIA operative. He's gone public saying Obama has kicked him out of the CIA as a covert operations leader and is involved basically in a black ops coup around the country, and that's why he's going public. My gut tells me it's probably true. All I know is I have top sources that they're missing nukes at Dyess Air Force Base, and then that day, Lindsey Graham starts talking about nukes blowing up South Carolina, and that's where the nukes were going, and then we see the two top nuke generals being removed. Mike Adams, you know, we don't make up sources. So much stuff like, you know, the Navy SEAL family thinking they killed him and that they blew him up, that all came out a year later after we broke it. I mean, we break a lot of stuff. We have real whistleblowers. Not a lot of places whistleblowers can go. I particularly at a It's just a selfish level, almost don't like breaking this stuff because it really doesn't even do anything. I mean, we break it, it comes out, and then the crime just continues. But I have a responsibility that when I get high-level stuff to go public with it, and I do, but it doesn't mean it's fun. What do you think about the nuke story? And then we're going to get back into Obamacare in this segment, the next, and then Jesse Ventura is going to join us. I appreciate you coming on short notice. But, I mean, what does your gut tell you about all the weird military stuff and top generals being fired and the media being told they don't want this news out? I mean, the head of nuclear forces fired.
Well, I have to say, Alex, I've really narrowed my focus in the last couple of months because of this huge project that we're going to be announcing in December. And it has really limited my time. I'm not up to speed on that topic. What I'm really focusing on right now is the Obamacare exchange system. But I know that your sources are credible. I know that the stories that you put out are original stories that are usually months later than confirmed by mainstream media. And I feel like this Obamacare story, the computer code is going to be the same way, that by the time January rolls around, the media will have to admit something unless they try to pull off the biggest mass hypnosis campaign in the history of the country and try to tell everybody, you know, this is working. Maybe they'll say millions of people have signed up, and they'll try to make each individual person think they're the only one.
Life is better in the Soviet Union. Life is better in Airstrip 1. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is wonderful.
Classic Orwellian themes. And that's what this may turn out to be. But I also think that Obama has other more nefarious plans at hand. And I also, you know, just the financial crash that's coming, it could make all of this irrelevant. If you have a global cascading financial collapse that kicks in, and you know it's going to happen, it's just a matter of when. It could be weeks, months, maybe even years. It's hard to say. But if that happens, nobody's going to be caring about who's got health insurance. It's going to be who's starving to death because you can't even get food anymore. Commerce is shut down.
All I know is that the government is running around like a chicken with its head cut off, and most of the financial experts say we're getting really close to a collapse. And I just don't know what the public will do. If 7 million people starved to death during the Great Depression or died from malnutrition disorders associated with lack of food, then imagine if 90% were self-sufficient then, now we're 90% unself-sufficient. I mean, all hell is going to break loose.
The day the chaos is really unleashed is the day that the food stamp debit card stopped working. That, you know, if that gets cut off, the EBT cards, and remember, you've got 44 million Americans on those cards right now.
I think it's 49 million.
It might be. I might have old numbers. But when that stops working, it's going to be riots, man. Within 72 hours, every major U.S. city will become total chaos.
And the Democrats are doing everything they can to make sure nobody has guns to protect themselves.
Well, right. That's why you can't live. You can't survive in a city when that happens. You have to be out in the country.
I got to say this. The Democratic leadership, and I'm not a Republican, folks, but I got to say, they are like demons or something. I mean, whatever the worst thing to do is for society, that's where they stand. Stay there, Mike.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm your host, Alex Jones, then Governor Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor. Got some breaking news he's going to be covering in the next segment. Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with a Sunday broadcast. And, of course, I'll be hosting the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Mike, what do you predict then? Because if we look at authoritarians, you'd have to call the implementation program of the globalist kind of a communist socialist system. And they use communist as the mid-level and low-level officers. So it has a communist feel, but it is foreign mega banker owned. But if we look at what they've done in other countries, China, Ukraine, Russia, they will shut everything down for a decade and kill 10, 20% of the population for control. So who cares if you can't get healthcare? It's a scam. We implode the economy. I think that's really the attitude. They're in control. The bigger the crisis, the more they can pose. But I think at the same time, it's key that we get the word out that they're behind it. What is your gut on Obamacare and what's going to end up happening out of this?
I think there's a reasonable chance we could end up in a real government attempted takeover slash shutdown martial law situation where, you know, the Obama administration doesn't believe that the people have any rights whatsoever. No due process, no civil rights, no constitutional rights, and certainly no right to choose whether you wish to engage in commerce with a private company, which is, you know, a spiritual right, a constitutional right. But that has been overthrown now by the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts, and Obamacare. So they can do that ad infinitum, and they can tell you you have to buy this and that.
They can make Catholics pay for other people's abortions.
And I'm sure they would love to do that because there's a spiritual, there's like a demonic reward for causing death and suffering. I mean, we could get into the higher level, you know, spiritual conversation in this. But in terms of Obamacare itself, I did, during the break, I thought, well, maybe what they'll do is they'll convert the whole thing to a placebo health insurance system. So you log in, you don't really have health coverage, you don't really get to see a doctor, but they'll tell you you're taking a digital pill for your cancer or your heart disease, and then they can have the placebo effect where your mind thinks you have health insurance. So maybe healthcare.gov will become a placebo website. That's the only thing that they can make work by January.
Or maybe you'll get a can of Obama bites.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're going to have to fake their way through this. And you know, the American people are so, they've been so victimized by fluoride and chemotherapy and chemtrails and toxic chemicals and heavy metals. So many of them, unfortunately, have been so damaged and brain damaged by vaccines, literally brain damaged. I'm not sure how many are capable of waking up to this. I know more and more are waking up, but I don't know if that's a big enough number to overthrow true evil. And to
did you see the video that Leanne McAdoo did where 14 out of 20 Austinites signed a petition to ban walking without helmets?
No, I didn't see that one, but I've seen, you know, Mark Dice's videos, and they just become increasingly bizarre of what people will agree to do. It just shows that there is no critical thinking left, at least among people walking on the beach there in California. I don't know about elsewhere, but you gotta hope that there's enough. I think there are enough patriots and real thinking people and people who believe in liberty and believe in Jeffersonian freedoms that we can take this country back from tyrants. We can restore the republic. We can restore justice.
If we don't, what's going to happen?
civil war, man. That's the only outcome. Because there's a lot of people, you know, you and I are both here in Texas. Texas is not going to go down without a fight. Let me tell you, just talking to people face to face, Texas is not going to surrender to Obama without a fight. It's not
no, you're happen. Right. You're right. I mean, the people downtown at UT literally don't know what their name is, literally are like brain damaged zombies. And then you go 5 miles out to a farm. They're totally smart, self-sufficient, yep. Know what's going on.
Homeschooled kids are the future of America.
Well said. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Look forward to having you back again soon. And the big announcement coming up in December.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
All right. He's a busy, busy elf there with the technicals, with all the stuff he's building and creating. It's great to have Mike Adams so close to us here in Austin, Texas. All right. We're going to come back with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. Stay with us.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. And I want to get into a petition he's launched to try to regain our liberties and end the government shutdown. I want to talk about the Gallup poll with him showing 18% approval total for government, 10% for Congress, 60% say they don't like either party. It's really a lot higher than that. We're going to cover the waterfront with Jesse Ventura. He's also about to start his own big show that's off the grid from outside occupied U.S. So that's exciting. We'll cover it all with Jesse Ventura. Always great to hear his voice and have him on with us. But I want to first off get your take on the fact that the entire political spectrum is turning against the left-right Republican-Democratic system. That's exactly what your book before last called for, Governor.
Well, you know, maybe all I can say, Alex, is maybe the people have had enough and maybe they're going to become vigilant again, like what our forefathers had in mind, what our country was supposed to be, was active, involved citizenry, looking at continuing to keep the government in check and in letting them know something that, Alex, we've allowed them to perpetrate, and that is we've forgotten we're the boss. We're supposed to be the boss. They're supposed to work for us. And I think people have lost sight of that fact, and they've been misled to believe that somehow the government's the boss and we work for them. And it's not supposed to be that way, and I certainly hope they're waking up to that.
That sounds like the way the Founding Fathers talked, or anybody else in world history that wanted freedom. That sounds like extremist talk, Governor.
Well, you know, it probably is extremist talk. It's for extreme freedom. And that's what our country was founded upon. They're the fathers of our country. They had the vision. Let's live the vision. And they put that vision down in a document called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that's the fabric of our nation, and we need to live by those documents, or we're not the nation that they wanted us to be.
Well, Governor, you're a humble guy overall, getting to know you personally, but also on air. You don't really toot your own horn, but for over a decade, you've been speaking out against the violations of liberties and freedoms prominently in the national press. Before that as well, and it was governor, but you've really gotten more awake, in my perspective, the last decade or so on the NSA spying, the secret police, the NDAA, the Patriot Act. And we're criticized for that, or saying our government runs Al-Qaeda, stages false flags. That's now mainstream news. I think the establishment owes us an apology. Now, I'm not holding my breath expecting it, but I think it's important for us to say, hey, we were right, you were wrong. What do you say to that?
I agree. I mean, I've been talking about these issues now for over a decade, you know, a lot. And probably I even talked about them back when I used to do my own talk radio in Minnesota in the 90s. I was always questioning government then. That was one of the reasons, while I was questioning government, that I ended up becoming governor of the state of Minnesota. Because there was a major thing that happened in Minnesota that I felt very strongly about, and I got on my soapbox on the radio show and did my tirade on it. And lo and behold, behold, at the end of the tirade, I just made an off-the-cuff statement of, well, maybe I ought to run for governor.
And the rest is history.
And that's how it all started, to where I then did it and was successful at doing it. And ever since now, I've been locked into this battle with the Democrats and Republicans and the status quo of our country. I mean, I'm astounded, Alex, when you see that the approval rating of Congress is at 10%, and yet they still get reelected. How can that be?
Well, we know there's massive election fraud. It's not total, but it's been proven. If somebody has
not to that level, Alex. I can't believe that other candidates are winning and they're able to fraud out and only Democrats and Republicans. I think it falls on us. We, for some reason, have been so programmed that the only person you can vote for is a Democrat or Republican, and we have to break that programming.
Oh, well, I agree. That's the main reason. But added to that, there's also all the special interest money that goes to Republicans and Democrats, so only they can get their name out to people, so the public only knows about them.
That's true, too. Well, look at it, the situation. They have a perfect situation. Because they're in charge and they get to make the rules. Imagine, let's put it into a football. Everybody, it's football season. We all love football. Imagine if your football team was real good at passing the ball, but you weren't that good at running the ball. And let's say the first half of the game, you got a one touchdown lead because you could throw the ball well. But then the other side, at halftime, they got to change the rules now, and they said throwing passes is now illegal. You're going to have to run. Well, that's what we're up against when the Democrats and Republicans make the rules. They're going to change the rules which benefit them, just like districting. When they make these congressional districts, 400 and some throughout the country,
the gerrymandering.
There is only a handful that are even competitive. They already know the Republicans are going to win here and the Democrats are going to win there, and they make the districts accordingly.
So they share power like the mafia.
Up with 30-year career politicians.
Yeah, they share power like the mafia.
Yes.
Wow. And you wrote a book about...
Well, actually, I shouldn't say yes. I don't know that much about the mafia.
Well, that's what the mafia does, is they have territories.
I know about what government does. I know a whole lot more about what government does than what the mafia does, so I'll take your word for it.
Well, sure. I mean, mafias have territories, and they have deals, they have commission meetings, and that's what the Republicans and Democrats have done. Is, I mean, you compared them to the Crips and the Bloods.
Yeah, with my apologies to the Crips and the Bloods, and here's why. Think of this, Alex. These parties are worse than the Crips and Bloods because they affect each and every one of us. The Crips and Bloods only affect people where they're at.
That's right.
Like in L.A. You know, that's their stronghold. But these guys affect everybody, whether you live in the far reaches up in Wyoming and Montana or you live on the beaches of Florida. These people and what they affect each and every one of us. That makes them worse.
Well, that's my biggest gripe with this system. And now that they're grabbing people from countries that don't have extradition agreements with the so-called U.S., there's like nowhere to run.
Well, I could tell you this. If I became president, the first two people, the first thing I would do, I would executively pardon both Bradley Manning and Snowden.
No, that'd be great.
I would pardon them immediately because whistleblowers on the government are not bad. They are good. Because if our government's out there and if they're breaking their own laws and they're doing what they're not supposed to be doing, and a government employee has the courage to come out and go public to inform us, the people, that's telling the boss. So the government employee is doing the right thing. He's seeing malfeasance in the workplace, and he's going to the boss, which is us, the people. We have to get that back in our heads. Again, like I said earlier, we are the boss. Well, why should a person be chastised or reprimanded or sent to jail for doing the right thing?
You're right. Tosh Plumlee is a CIA contractor, a very famous whistleblower, still works in contracting. He gave Fox News the interview, it came out last night, of what really happened in Benghazi, and now the government's coming after him. I want to shift gears out of the whistleblowers for a moment, then come back from break and get into The petition you've got going, taking action with Governor Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, joins us. But before we go to break, they are now playing this announcement all over the country at airports. I know you haven't been there in over 2 years because you have been protesting it, but I've seen you argue with the TSA, just say, hey, this is wrong, this is ridiculous. I do the same thing. They're now airing announcements that if you make a joke or that if you do anything, they're going to arrest you. There's no law. You're not saying there's a bomb. But if you laugh at them or if you say this is ridiculous, which I do every time I fly, well, then they're going to arrest you. I want to play you the announcement that they're playing in Houston. Here it is.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
All right, that reminds me of The Running Man where they say, don't be out after dark, you'll be permanently detained. I'm about to pop a cadre cola here, Jesse. I mean, this is crazy. That's George Herbert Walker Bush Airport out of Houston. What do you say to that?
Well, it doesn't surprise me because remember my court case, Alex, when I sued the TSA and Homeland Security and it was thrown out of court, the judge's ruling was she didn't have jurisdiction. And I told everybody, you need to understand that all airports in America today, the Constitution and Bill of Rights does not exist. So you don't have the First Amendment out there because there's nowhere you can go to seek redress. I tried. And they throw it out of court. You can't get your day in court. That way they don't have to deal with it. And so I've told people, remember, when you're in airports, you have no protection under the Constitution. You have no protection under the Bill of Rights. So hearing that message, I fully understand it because they don't have to abide by the First Amendment. Unpopular speech at an airport could get you thrown in jail. And that's what the First Amendment is supposed to grant us, to protect unpopular speech, because popular speech, needless to say, does not need protecting. So it's not shocking to me, Alex. I lived it trying to go to court to see if I had any Bill of Rights protection.
Well, that's why I brought it up. I know you've had your...
That I did not.
I know you've had your battles. Let's come back and talk more about that, and then the petition with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. We'll also talk about his new book, already a bestseller. I got to say, one of the best and up-to-date JFK books I've ever read, and it ties it into everything that's happening now. This is the book to get. We'll tell you about it on the other side. Folks, Alex Jones here, talking to Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, best-selling author, the new book, They Killed Our President, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and find bookstores everywhere. You can follow Governor Ventura on his Facebook as well, the official Jesse Ventura Facebook. We have links to that up on the screen for folks that want to follow it. Going back to the governor here elaborating, he was still fired up during the break talking about the TSA. And I got physically upset this morning when I saw the video and the audio of the announcement. And then my crew was like, oh, you didn't know that's been going on the last 6 months? Everybody in the office that's flown has heard it. And they now yell at you when you're going through line. It's like they're there to let you know you're a slave. This is a conscious project. Then there's nothing to charge you with. They just threaten you. But I have read about them actually arresting people and claiming disorderly conduct. If you just say, I don't like you grabbing my genitals. Well, I guess that's terrorism. Governor, they're now expanding into the highways. Here in Austin, they have random TSA checkpoints now. I guess if I say, no, you're not grabbing my wife's breast, I guess I go to jail. They're now God. I now live in North Korea.
Well, you know, that stuff started in Tennessee. They were the first state that they're called TSA Viper Team.
That's right.
And they're out on the highways. I can't believe they're down in Texas now, too. I guess they're spreading like cancer. And, you know, I hope it doesn't get to that because I drive to and from Mexico every year, and I hope that every state I go through, I don't have to face the fact of being randomly pulled over for no reason just to see, you know, if I have a wrong bumper sticker on my car or something that they might suggest that I'm not following the state policy line. I don't know.
Well, in the future, you'll probably have to, like, shine their shoes or they'll arrest you.
Well, again, it's our fault because we've allowed it to get this way. We have to be vigilant. We have to be active citizens, what our forefathers wanted for this great country of ours to be. And we haven't done that. We're following like sheep, and we're marching in line like lemmings. And the few of us that get out of line, then get you know, we take the brunt end of it. Either they try to assassinate you, what you stand for and who you are, or in the case of John Kennedy, physically they assassinate you.
Governor, I want to get into your petition, but I mean, you never brag about this or anything, but I've had a chance to talk to you, and I also know a lot about World War II history and know some of the ground that Audie Murphy chewed there in Germany. Your dad was a war hero, had a bunch of battle stars, blew up a bunch of tanks, was in some of the same major battles as Audie Murphy, all that stuff. What would your dad today, because we see all these World War II vets crossing the picket line, not allowed to be on the National Mall. What would your dad think?
My dad was against the Vietnam War before the hippies were. I remember it as a kid. I was coming home before hippies were even out there protesting. I would come home from school, and of course, I was being taught that we were stopping the domino effect of communism, while today I've learned at the same time the people behind the Iron Curtain, as they called it, were being told we must stop the capitalist imperialists from taking over the world.
Sure.
So both peoples were being sold the same bill of goods. But I remember my dad sitting at the dinner table, and my father had, I think, 6 or 7 bronze battle stars, and I come from a rare family where my mother is also a World War II veteran. She was a nurse in North Africa. And my dad was so against the Vietnam War before the hippies even were. And I, at that age, I couldn't understand why. But as I grow older now, I realize that my dad gets smarter all the time and he only had an 8th grade education.
Well, he'd be proud of what you're doing now. I mean, just the image of World War II vets being arrested, and they're just arresting people at the Grand Canyon, and when tourists pull in, they're pointing guns at them. I mean, the government's crazy.
You know, it's every time I cross a border, I go through one of these immigration checks, I always have my window down and I say to the agent, please don't violate our Constitution and Bill of Rights, you as an individual. I appeal to them. Don't let it happen because, you know, even the government employees need to understand, yes, you're doing your job, but you need to have the courage. If they're asking you to do something that you know is against the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, then, and you don't stand up for it, well, then you're not a hero. You're not doing for our country what we need to have done. And that's people within the government standing up for those two great documents and not just doing it because your boss tells you you're supposed to. That's how they get away with stuff.
You're right. Stay there. I want to come back and get into the petition and other world news events that are taking place. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. The book, They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK, with the 50th anniversary coming up. InfoWarsStore.com. To get the book and support the broadcast, we'll be right back with a long segment.
Stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back 7 o'clock weeknights with InfoWars Nightly News. I'm hosting the news tonight. Already hosted it a few days ago. And I'll be back live this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the abbreviated Sunday transmission. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. And now I want to get into the main main reason he's here, this petition he's gotten behind and he's promoting that he wants to get millions of signatures for, and it's a really good idea to take action. We're going to go over some of the things that are in the petition, but finishing up with war being a racket and finishing your story about your dad and your mom, why was your dad, before it was even cool, before it was even officially starting, against the Vietnam War, being a World War II decorated veteran himself?
Well, I always remember my dad, Alex, saying to me, "This isn't about stopping communism." He said, "Somebody's over there making big money." And this is back in the early 60s when Vietnam was just starting up. And my dad, and he sure as heck was right on, because it had nothing to do with stopping communism. None of the wars do. I don't care what. If Smedley Butler said it in his book, War is a Racket, they're always orchestrated so that somebody is going to profit and make huge amounts of money. Take a look at our most recent wars and take a look at Halliburton.
That's right. It's just disgusting how all these corrupt interests are just getting away with it.
Smedley Butler stated, and he's 100 years ago almost, he said he didn't fight for the American people. He fought for the United Fruit Corporation. When they didn't get cooperation in Central and South America, they'd send in the Marines to get it.
And now Homeland Security is going to send in their own forces to make sure we do what they say.
Apparently so. Just like this whole thing in the Syria. It's really because the Assad government is not approving an oil pipeline.
That's right. Big part of it.
You know, and so they want to get a government in there that will grant the wishes of the oil company and let the pipeline go through. That's why there's this rise up. You're not going to tell me this is an organized, the people are doing it because they're oppressed. They're being instigated to do it because they want, now would a new government be good? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I often look at Iraq today and I say, is Iraq better off today or were they better off before?
It's way worse.
I got to figure they were better off before.
Well, same thing with Egypt, same thing with Libya. I mean, here's CNS News. Syrian rebels swap crosses atop churches for Al-Qaeda flags. I mean, this is like the worst group you can put in. I mean, this is the atrocities they commit. Jerusalem Post, they're accusing Syrian rebels of committing war crimes. I mean, that's like asking that a bear went in the bathroom in the woods or fish swim in the ocean. I mean, it's
Alex, the whole thing about Syria using chemical weapons, what hypocrisy that is. We've been using chemical weapons for 60-some years.
That's
right. Napalm?
Well, they got caught using real nerve gas in Vietnam. Well, what do you think DU is? It's got a 4-billion-year half-life. It's a radiation weapon.
Well, you know, there you go. So, you know, we're such hypocrites. We point our fingers at other countries and shake them at them. We ought to hold up a mirror and once in a while take a look at it.
I agree. I want to go to your petition, the reason you're here. But
sure.
You're a smart guy. I mean, you've been around. You're street smart as well. I've studied history. Cultures tend to go crazy and collapse sometimes. Power elites go crazy more often than not. The establishment, I mean, here's an example. A national study out, a global UN study. 91% of nuclear reactors of 400-plus worldwide are leaking. They don't even fix them now. All sorts of other maintenance in corporate and government systems, like the engineers told BP, as you know, you did an investigation on it, you cannot dump salt water on top of this. You have to dump concrete. I don't care if it'll save you hundreds of millions of dollars. This will blow up. And when the head engineer refused to do it, they removed him and put somebody in that would. And that's what I'm saying. Why would John Corzine make 41 bets with people's private bank accounts as the head of MF Global? I'm saying the people running things are crazy. It seems like they've gone nuts. They think they're invincible. I mean, they're just doing crazy things. What do you think's going on here?
Well, Alex, they're not crazy. It's working, isn't it?
I guess it is.
Well, then how are they crazy?
I guess we're crazy then.
We're crazy. Yeah, it's time for us to look in the mirror. You know, they can only get away with it because we allow them to.
But how does it? I mean, if I was the head of BP drilling and I wasn't an engineer, I wouldn't say dump salt water on top of a well when you're drilling instead of concrete. And the engineer goes, "It's going to blow up." I don't care. Do it. I mean, there is some craziness there.
Oh, certainly there is, and obviously the person saying it isn't going to be standing by the explosion either, are they?
No, exactly.
That's like it's easy to go to war, because the people that send you to war, they're not going to be fighting it. You are. and they're not going to get hurt. They're not going to, you know, one of the most disgusting things I ever saw with George Bush was when the press had him outside the White House. He was waiting for Laura. They were going to some function dressed in tuxedos and all that. And George Bush did that little tap dance around for the press and said, gee, Laura and I are having such fun being the president. And I thought, yeah, well, you got these young kids. Couldn't you at least be solemn? You've taken us to two wars. Young men and women are dying halfway around the world, and you're dancing around with your tuxedo on,
wow,
telling everybody what a good time you're having.
You just touched on something. Just being a news person and knowing all this, I feel guilty if I go to a movie or if I go fishing or if I try to go learn how to play golf again. But then I realize, no, I got to have some time off or I'll go crazy. But I feel guilty when I'm working so late because I want to be with my kids. But then I feel guilty if I don't go work because I know how much trouble the country's in. And then meanwhile, these politicians reportedly during the shutdown have been drunk the entire time, partying and having sex like it's funny.
And it is to them because they make the rules. It's that simple. I remember when I first won governor. And I had all my best friends from the old neighborhood over to the governor's residence for dinner. And one of my best friends proposed a toast and held the glass up and just simply said, it's good to be king.
Yeah.
You know, and we were doing it laughingly because here's a kid from the old neighborhood. How the hell could he become the governor? And here we are sitting in the governor's residence,
sure,
eating dinner, which none of my friends ever believed they'd do in their lifetime. But yet, what he said was so profound, because it is good to be king. And right now, they're the kings. And so, you know, we're the minions. We allegedly have to do what they want us to, but we weren't supposed to be that way. We're supposed to be in control, electing them. And my view is this, Alex. Every one of them should be voted out of office that caused the government shutdown.
Well, there's this new movement going that sounds something like you'd say called Throw the Bums Out. In fact, there's a big...
Well, that's a new old movement. That was brought up about 20-some years ago that appeared first.
Sure, but I'm saying it's back. It's back.
It's a new old movement with new ignition to it.
Shifting gears into why you're here, and people can go to change.org and be part of it, and people say, oh, this won't save the world. Hey, it'll get a lot of attention. It'll bring focus. It'll show examples of how to fix things. We've done petitions,
Alex,
that have made...
Alex, I can tell you this from experience. Elected officials, the most important thing for them is getting reelected. That's the most important thing. That's why I can unequivocally tell people, if they sign this petition and we get it up to 5 or 10 million, let's pipe dream and think we can get it that far on the internet, because we can on the internet. If we can get it up that high, trust me, it will have an impact, because I tried to get unicameral in Minnesota, single house legislature, but because the people didn't respond with cards and letters and communication, the elected officials knew it was too confusing for the people, and they didn't want to. It wasn't hype.
Oh no, I agree. I'm saying petitions work. I was saying big petitions work. We've done them, and they've become huge news items, and it's gotten things done. And you being behind it and getting everybody behind it, very exciting. The headline is federal elected officials in the government shutdown and regain our civil liberties, a petition by former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. So go over the petition with us and tell folks how they go sign on to it.
Well, you know, the petition covers a variety of things. It covers abolishing the Patriot Act, no more government shutdowns, for them to look at abolishing the income tax and going to a national sales tax, which... Let me make that a quick argument. That would make we, the citizens, number one. Just think of it this way. You would get your money first, not second. Right now, you get your money second. Let's end that and give you your money first, and the government gets it second. And it goes on to just other straight common sense things that we need to have done in this country and that should be done and should be part of what the United States is.
It's a great idea. We can get rid of the other taxes with it. My problem is they may try to slap it on top of the others, but I agree it's a good idea overall, and it's constitutional.
No, you've got to abolish the income tax.
Sure.
That's the trade-off. Imagine this, Alex. With no income tax, you'd never have to face an audit again. forever, because all taxes would be paid business to government, which they already do. And then people have said to me, well, what do you do with the internal revenue if they're not, you know, you reverse their role. You make it so that they watch the corporations and the government and ensure they're doing the right thing with our money.
That's a great idea.
You know, you get them not watching us. Reverse them. And the national sales tax would do all those things.
Well, plus the sales tax, it's hard to get out of, so it would actually bring the revenue in, and then you decide when and where you want to pay tax.
Sure, if you don't want to pay any taxes this week, don't buy nothing. And it can be done like this too, Alex. You don't have to tax food, and you don't have to tax clothing unless, say, the article of clothing is worth more than $150.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is slavery when they take your money and then give you some of it back. I mean, that is incredible.
Exactly, and the national sales tax would change all that. Plus, here's another big part of it. It would force the government to live with the economy. Because if we're not buying nothing, they're not getting any money.
I think it's a great idea. My problem is they always say they're going to do it, and then they say, oh, but we're going to have the Social Security tax, which is still there, that's really the income tax that they can jack back up later, but I do support that.
Alex, they're never going to do this. That's why we need to elect people that will.
I agree. Let's go over more of the petition, and where's the best place for people to find the link directly to it? At your Facebook?
Yeah, they can go to my Facebook, or like I said, www.change.org/Jesse Ventura. Multiple ways you can get there. The petition's there. I really encourage people. It don't take but a second to sign it if you agree with it. I can't imagine anybody that listens to Alex Jones who wouldn't agree with it.
And you're launching it right now, folks. All need to go there. I'm going to have an article put out at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to try to force this out there, even to just make the media look at the solutions in here. What do you think about the spectacle of the Communist Chinese and the IMF and others lecturing us on the debt limit, and then Obama saying raising the debt limit does not raise the amount of debt we have? I mean, this is getting crazy.
I don't begrudge the Chinese nothing. I mean, how much in debt are we to them?
$1.3 trillion.
There you go. They have a dog in the fight. They don't want to lose their money, too. So I don't begrudge the Chinese saying something. Hell, if somebody owed me money like that and was going to quit their job or whatever, I'd go up to them and say, wait a minute here. You owe me some money. If you quit your job, I'm not going to get paid.
Oh, no, I get why that's happening. I'm saying, look at our country maneuvered into this position, as Ron Paul said earlier when he was on in the last hour. He said, look, they've given tens of trillions to foreign banks. They've bailed out mega corporations. They always wait to pay the veterans who are disabled till last, just like the city only fills the potholes last after they've gotten all the money they want. They're holding us hostage, is my point.
Oh, completely. I was on last week with Congressman Paul, and the wonderful thing about being on with him is we agree. It's like going on with you, Alex. We're all in complete agreement. And the only beef I had with Ron Paul was that he's not there anymore. You know, I thought, here's the one guy I knew in Congress that I could go to. I could get an interview with him when I had a TV show, and that he would talk to me, and he would tell me the truth as he saw it. And that's the kind of guys I like, are people that tell me the truth. I don't have to agree with you. You don't have to agree with me. But we at least know we're getting the truth. We're not
straight shooters. Straight shooters.
Yes.
But look, we're not Jesse Ventura, Ron Paul, Alex Jones. The truth is, we're nothing special. The average American thinks like we do. All the polls show it. The problem is, like you said, both parties have rigged the game. They're up there, and doesn't matter if they're unpopular, they've rigged the game, and then they act like we're weird because we just want our American system back.
Well, then we have to take it back.
I agree with you.
If they're not going to cooperate, and they're not going to do the jobs that we elect them to do, then how many times do I have to tell people, stop putting them in office?
Let me me ask you this. In your gut, because you live in Mexico part of the time now, hedging your bets, you've got a big show that's about to launch that I think has a great idea how you're like from behind enemy lines or from outside the occupied America, and I can't wait to see that and hear that. But Governor Ventura, in your gut, what do you think is going to end up happening even midterm, long-term in this country?
I don't know. I always believe the American dream that no matter what will prevail, because we're the greatest experiment that's ever happened on the planet Earth as far as governing goes. I always want to cling to that dream that it shall never, disappear. But, the reality is that what I'm seeing out there and things that are happening and freedoms in the middle class being destroyed, because the great thing about the United States that made it different from every country was the middle class. And you can see the complete assault on the middle class. I'm not sure if the middle class exists anymore right now. Because kids go to school now and they begin their lives, what is it, $35,000 in debt minimum?
That's right. It's a rigged game. And the middle class, they say, is about 20% of what it was in the 50s, and it's about to be gone.
And that's what I fear, Alex, as I look at it. It's much the same as when you look at a species of animals, where a human start to abuse them, and pretty soon that species no longer exists. They almost did it with the gray whale. Now they're almost doing it with elephants and rhinos over ivory. We may never see another elephant or rhino on the planet, so I urge people, don't buy ivory.
So it may be the end of men, the end of America, the end of John Wayne, and when Jesse Ventura goes, the end of freedom.
Well, we know one thing. John Wayne may be ending, and I'm happy on one account. You know what that is?
What's that?
I'm one of these.
Hold on. Stay there. We got to go to break, Governor. Can run on. Folks, I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing overdrive today in the fourth hour with some breaking news. It may be on the nightly news at 7 o'clock tonight. We got some big stuff breaking. I'll find out during the break. We got former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, on his new book. We sell it. It's excellent. They Killed Our President. Very powerful book. Infowarsstore.com or bookstores everywhere. But getting it from us obviously supports us and the governor's important work as well in free speech in this country that's under attack with the whistleblowers. But Ventura said he'd love to come on sometime and have people that disagree call in. So next time he's on, at least for half the interview, we'll open the phone up for people that disagree, because it is entertaining and informative, and he gets to hear their perspective. So he asked for it. We'll do it next time. But, Governor, you got cut off by the satellite break. It's automatic. Make your point about the Redskins, sir.
Well, what I wanted to say on that is this. I used to do I broadcasted the NFL for 3 years, two for Tampa and one for Minnesota, and I purposely would, to the best of my knowledge, I never used that nickname. I found it offensive. I would only refer to them as Washington. And here, it's this simple. Could you walk up to a Native American on the street you did not know and call them a Redskin? Hey, Redskin, come here.
Or walk up, hey, redneck. No, I mean, I get it can be seen as offensive. I just think it's grandstanding when Obama makes a big deal out of it when he's bombing brown people.
I disagree. I don't believe it's grandstanding. I think it's grandstanding when you hear the owner of the team saying that it's not racist and no one should be offended.
Sure, when they go after players for lesser stuff, they say
well,
it's racist.
Look at the kid in Philadelphia. The kid in Philadelphia says a racial slur, and it's caught on tape, and the NFL sends him to school sensitivity training. Well, what it shows me is this. We as individuals can be accused of racism, but corporations can't be.
Because very good
they
point.
Have a corporation in Washington that has a racial nickname and nothing, we're keeping it, our fans love it. And the only reason that it's that term Redskin is okay is because John Wayne said it in the movie.
Now, I understand that, and that's how it came up. But my point, Jesse, is this. What I'm trying to get at here is this. I get it can have that connotation. I'm not debating that. And I get the double standard. That's a great point you've made. I'm not even disagreeing. It's okay to disagree. I just don't. I want to be clear. My issue is Obama running Al-Qaeda, bombing and killing all these brown-skinned people, destabilizing Africa. He brings it up because it makes him look good to divert off into racial issues. I get your point.
Well, remember, now, Alex. His are for national security.
Oh, of course, exactly.
So I'm sure you can be a race. You can say a racist thing with national security too.
Of course.
And have it put. No, my thing is, the NFL should do the right thing. Come on, they couldn't have a team say from San Francisco and call them the Yellowskins and depict them as Chinese, could they?
But I think the argument is like the Minnesota Vikings, who I know you like. I mean, they.
Yeah, but that's different. That's an individual. It's like the guy I saw. He had on his shirt, "I'm a Cherokee, not a Redskin." Nobody's debating there isn't elements of our society like Vikings and like this and that and the different tribes. Fine and dandy.
Well, you know what? I take your point.
An entire. Calling them Redskins.
Well, I've seen them change the name of schools from Indians, saying we don't like being your mascot.
Well, they're entitled to say that.
But then they control everything.
Offensive.
Yeah.
This thing is beyond that. It's and for the NFL to chastise one of their players, what hypocrisy!
Oh, listen, I agree with you there. I agree with you there. So, listen, I hope to get you back soon. If not, I guess it'll be in the spring, and good luck down in Mexico.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you again soon. And to all your listeners out there, keep up the fight.
And go sign the petition.
Absolutely. Sign the petition, and that's part of the fight.
And it's at Official Jesse Ventura on Facebook. Thank you, Governor.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Bye.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if I'm going to end the transmission now, because I've got all this breaking news. I got to find out during the break if we've got another live guest coming on. Infowars.com/show. To find out. I don't even know. I'll find out during this break whether I'm coming back or not. Nightly news tonight, this weekend, 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday. All right, so just pray for us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I've got a guest I've got to talk to before we come back live in the next segment, or to see if we're going to come back live in the next segment. We are live right now. It's 2 o'clock, 35 seconds. 2 o'clock Central, and then we'll come back after part of this report with David Knight from the Nightly News, and then we'll come back in the next segment. Or if not, we'll be back on the Nightly News. We got news developing here in the newsroom, so stay with us. We'll be right back after this report.
In spite of 16 years of data that now contradict the global warming narrative, Obama and the UN are going to pretend that their predictive model hasn't failed. It's simply a pause in the global warming trend. They need to pretend that there is some kind of a correlation between CO2 and global warming so that they can force humans to pay a global regime for the use of any energy. And it isn't just carbon taxes and global regulation that they're pushing. They're also trying to shut down most power plants and prevent new ones from being built. Obama loves the nuclear industry as much as he hates the coal industry. In the first part of this report, we're going to look at the issues of nuclear safety and nuclear waste disposal. In the wake of Typhoon Manyi, the Fukushima nuclear power plant dumped 1,130 tons of contaminated water into the ocean. Now, the reported levels were below what the Japanese government considers to be safe. But we learned just in the last couple of weeks that previously reported radiation levels were actually 18 times higher than reported, and that 300 tons of radioactive water leak into the ocean every day. And dangerously high levels of radiation have been discovered in groundwater. The highly radioactive groundwater contamination is due to leaking storage vessels that are holding the water that was used in the original disaster. Maintaining the ice wall will use enough energy to power thousands of homes, even if it works. Spent reactor fuel, containing roughly 85 times more long-lived radioactivity than was released at Chernobyl, still sits in pools that are vulnerable to earthquakes. Several of these pools are 100 feet above ground. These pools could possibly topple or collapse from structural damage coupled with another powerful earthquake, and the loss of water exposing the spent fuel could cause fire that could deposit large amounts of radioactive material over hundreds, if not thousands, of miles. But what about nuclear plants within the United States? Dr. Yaxo, a Nuclear Regulatory Commission member for 7 years and former NRC chairman, said in April of 2013 that all 104 nuclear reactors have safety problems that can't be fixed and should be shut down. Noting the potential to have more failures like Fukushima, he said, continuing to put Band-Aid on Band-Aid is not going to fix the problem. Of course, there are many ways that nuclear plants can fail, but in this particular mode, there are 23 reactors in the U.S. that use the same technology as Fukushima, 12 in seismically active areas. Manufacturers like GE Hitachi will tell you there's nothing to worry about, but evidently they're worried enough about it that they got releases from governments like Japan and Canada, releasing them for liability that will be borne by the taxpayers like this $500 million ice wall. Public concern has focused on catastrophic reactor events like Three Mile Island and Chernobyl, but as we saw in Fukushima, pools of spent fuel represent a great danger as well. Spent nuclear fuel is extraordinarily radioactive and must be handled with great care. An unprotected person just a foot away from a recently removed fuel assembly could receive a lethal dosage in just a matter of seconds. As one of the most dangerous materials on the planet, spent reactor fuel requires permanent geological isolation to protect humans for thousands of years. And, of course, politics and money are driving decisions more than safety. Plans to move spent fuel to remote, sparsely populated areas like Yucca Mountain have been overruled by powerful politicians like Harry Reid. As a result, the largest storage pools in the country are located in a heavily populated area at a reactor complex, Sharon Harris, just outside Raleigh, North Carolina, transported from other reactors by rail through high population centers on the East Coast. Scientists at MIT and Princeton warned that spent fuel recently discharged from a reactor could heat up relatively rapidly and catch fire. The fire could spread to older fuel, and the long-term contamination consequences of such an event could be significantly worse.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, here's some of the breaking news up on Infowars.com right now. Video: feds hire armed private goons to guard Independence Hall. They don't want you on the grass, slaves. It's closed. Cruz offers to debate Obama's rabid political operatives on live TV. TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest for joking about security. I mean, that is really scary, saying, we'll arrest you if we don't agree with you. Blame Mike Ditka for the government shutdown, a Kurt Nemo story. Who really runs things in America? Very important John Rappaport article. Battle of the Barricades, vet prepares to go to jail. Vets from all over the country are arriving in D.C. to go on the monuments this weekend by the millions, they're saying. There's already a million-man vet march already scheduled. 12 facts that the epic Obamacare launch train wreck that every American should know. Obamacare computer code riddled with typos. When retransmission comes up in about 20 minutes, we're still live right now. We got Ron Paul coming up, then Jesse Ventura. Really the big news I'm going to be covering on the nightly news tonight, because I'll know a lot more then, is that our high-level source said that there weren't supposed to be nuclear weapons a month ago, back on September 3rd, at Dyess. They pulled them out of secret mothballs, loaded them on trucks that weren't the normal trucks that move nukes around. There, of course, is the big private nuke base, the big nuke plant, the biggest in the U.S., is right outside of there. That's in all our articles. And then that night, Lindsey Graham comes out and says the East Coast, including South Carolina, is going to be nuked. Well, the nukes were reportedly going to Georgia and then on to South Carolina. And then we learned 2 weeks ago that night, they relieved of command. This is hours after we broke it. That night, we have the head in the Navy of the nuclear system, second command of country's nuclear arsenal, is suspended. And now in the mainstream Daily Mail, Associated Press, you name it, they get into why they say he was suspended. And now we have another general, even more high level, over all the nuclear weapons in the United States being relieved of command. Air Force general in charge of nukes has been fired. And the Obama administration doesn't even want this known, AP says. There's that article. And now he's been replaced by Major General Jack Weinstein. Okay, and then you've got the same individual that's removing all of them. Now, I don't know if this is connected to all that, but it looks like it is. This would normally be huge news if one general over Nukes got removed, the number two guy. Now the number one guy, and then one person has been put over all of them, Major General Jack Weinstein. This individual looks pretty young to me. So there's a major shakeup going on. We know that's been going on in the brass. Now, the reason I've got this next gentleman on is because he came off to me, and I said this privately when he was on with us last year and then earlier this year. I said, that guy's probably is like a CIA operative or something, just the way he acts, the whole nine yards. The cover of being in China, running a big language school, and then getting girls they were going to kill, you know, abort in the womb out of the country. Sounds like a white side type guy. I even said that to the crew. You guys remember me saying that? That this guy's just, I'll use the term they spin and say is racist, but it has nothing to do with that. The point is, I don't know if he is. He just comes off like he's not lying. I know other people that know him that say he's a good guy. And his name is Dr. James Garrow, PhD, and he runs the PinkPagodaGirls.com. It's saved over 45,000 Chinese girls from being aborted because they can guarantee they're going to be adopted. And I know he's had he's got the classic cutout of somebody all over the world working in charities and things. He's gone public saying he was a high-level operative in covert operations and that his cover's been blown by Obama, and so he's going public now. We have a lot of people like Tosh Chumley on, is famous for the CIA contractor, testified to Congress. He's on here 2 weeks ago. He's on Fox News yesterday. I've had the Navy SEALs blow the whistle to me on the murder and blowing 23 of them up, and the Bin Laden raid was fake. They killed an old guy that looked similar to him who actually worked for him. It was all staged. That's now all come out mainstream news. In those cases, though, I'm meeting with a Navy SEAL I know is a Navy SEAL. Or in the case of Chumley, or let's call him Chumley, Plumley, I can go look it up that he's a famous whistleblower from the Church Committee in Iran-Contra and is who he says he is and is currently still working in that. You're like, well, why didn't he lose his job doing that? Because that's the job he's done. He didn't tell the secrets that were illegal. He told secrets in whistleblowing. Okay, so I don't know if what our guest is going to say is completely accurate, but enough of the things he said in the past have come true that he's on with us. Like he said last year here, and then earlier this year here, there's a purge of military brass, and we saw that with Benghazi. Now it's admitted that's been going on. They've replaced three chairmen of the Joint Chiefs the last 7-8 years, and then they've replaced multiple members of the Joint Chiefs who won't nuke Iran or start this whole war, who don't want to give heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda. The ambassador didn't want to, so they had to kill him. Here's the headline, bombshell, Jim Garrow reveals career as covert CIA operative. I don't know if that headline's accurate because he said he's not going to reveal what agency because of agreements. Says Breitbart Tom Clancy murdered by Obama administration. Now, I know Tom Clancy was reportedly a listener. I know Tom Clancy was fed a lot of high-level stuff. That's come out. Now, I happen to know people that know the family of Breitbart, and they said he was having heart problems. But that's perfect then in a bar with wine to then kill him. I don't know. I know they do kill people. They killed the D.C. madam a month after she was on my show. And I warned her. And I'm going to shut up because we only got to the bottom of the hour to let him talk about it. He joins us, I guess, from his home in Canada, Dr. Jim Garrow. Jim, why are you going public? What's happened? And I mean, if you can't tell us what agency we're with, I guess that these folks got this headline wrong, saying CIA operative. Tell us why you're going public. And I mean, you certainly have the history in the past where you've been, what you've done. I mean, it fits into everything. But why you are now going public, if that's the case?
Well, I basically have to, Alex. I mean, I've been outed, and when that happens to you, what do? You got to protect yourself. You got to cover your bases. You got to make sure that the information that's going to keep you alive is out in the right spots, you know, with the right people. And that's basically my job at the moment. So coming on and saying to you, yeah, I've had a 45-year career doing what I've done for the country. And let's face it, we've been through some very interesting times, and the things that I've done will curl your hair. But it was of necessity, and it was assigned. So you do your job, and you go up the ranks. And, of course, over the course of time, I've gone up to where I'm number two in my agency.
Well, you've got the floor. You've got the floor for 15 minutes. So tell us what you have to say and what's going on and this termination list you say you know about.
Well, let's face it. We've got a dictator, a tyrant who feels that he can do anything he wants above and beyond law. He's crushing the Constitution, and anyone who dares to stand up and even question whether what he is doing is within law, within the purview of law or not, he cares not. So when you're up against an opponent like that, regular American citizens need to worry about their safety, their security. They need to worry that the oath of office has meant nothing to this man. He has an agenda that has nothing to do with the protection of the American public, republic, or the public at large. So you see the moves that he's making, and he is tearing the place apart. He's eviscerating the Constitution. And what he's doing, too, to back himself up is scaring the bejesus out of people. Part of it is with strategic killing. And very important people have been killed around the world that you don't know about yet, but you'll find out about. And, of course, within our own country, we have people like Breitbart and Clancy. And then Hastings. I mean, Hastings had a ton of material, some of it material that originated with Breitbart, was in the hands of Clancy. And these people, I mean, how do I know these people? I fed Tom Clancy information from the days when I was working with the man who was the colonel in charge of modeling submarine warfare against America for China, who is now vice president.
Well, by the way, I know Steve Pachinik is who he says he is, and he's been feeding me info for 12 years. Why is my show continuing to be the place to bring the info? I guess because I'm crazy enough to put it out.
Well, actually, it's you know what? It's because you're known to be a patriot, and you don't care. You don't give a hoot what people think. So you're putting it out there. I mean, the stuff that Jesse Ventura has brought forward with you and other people have brought forward with you, and I won't name people, but, I mean, they brought stuff that has curled the hair of the public, and either you laugh or you cry. And frankly, they should be crying over what you bring forward. And the fact that you're unabashedly pro-America, a total patriot, I mean, they should be listening to you.
Do you have any info on these missing nukes?
Yes, but I can't say anything about that. But yes, absolutely. Keep in mind, you've had people on your program who've talked very clearly about EMPs going off and be prepared. And this is all lining up along that line.
Oh, boy. Okay, so tell us what needs to be out there about operations. I mean, why you're going public. Yeah, you say Obama blew your cover. Why?
Well, I blew his. I talked about the litmus test of the military, and of course, look what's happening. Since the day that I let it out there, because one person was being pressured, who happened to be a favorite of the gentleman who told me what was going on. And since that time, I've had dozens of military people call me, Skype me, or special message me about their own dilemmas. And I've had chats with some of the folks that we are now aware have been pushed out. The bottom line is looking for fealty. Obama is looking for people to bend the knee to him and him alone. It doesn't matter what their position might be or the responsibilities they have, whether it's nuclear weapons, whether it's covert operations, whether it's secrets beyond belief. Everyone is to bow the knee to Obama. I will not bow my knee to Obama. Never would, never will.
Well, I mean, it's directly out of, not even North Korea does this, that if you joke with the TSA people, you're going to be arrested. I mean, these people really are trying to take over. There's no doubt.
Well, he's a spoiled brat. You're looking at a psychologically damaged individual who was never confronted as a child, never disciplined as a child, has had his own way, has been mollycoddled his entire life, and feels that he can get away with anything. Well, you know, the evidence that he has in hand and the power that he has in hand indicates to him that he, in fact, can get away with anything, including murder. Now, the problem is he has crossed certain lines with certain people. And he is scared skinny. Do you know who scares the daylights out of him right now?
No.
Believe it or not. Remember the bikers? I was there. 1.3 million people showed up in Washington. Not all of them organized, but many of them just there because of the cause itself. That scared the willies out of the man. Do you remember when he was standing there reading with such depth of feeling his teleprompter?
Yes.
Do you remember that? Do you remember when he paused just slightly? And it was because in the background, he could hear the bikers. They were there. And the noise of that distracted him just enough to take his attention away from his dear teleprompter. Well, that's one thing. He's had to look at 1.3 million people. And the other thing is he turned off the cameras so that the news feed that would normally go out to the media showing traffic conditions, it was over. You couldn't see it. And he was hiding behind that. He was afraid. Next fear, truckers. Then vets. The vet thing. What a stupid error on his part. Does he not know that these people are respected? And when compared to him, he's a dog. Compared to them, they're champions. And he's an idiot. He's a moron.
Well, I know this. They're destroying the infrastructure of this country. They're carrying out Agenda 21. They want to make everybody dependent. And they are insanely arrogant. And arresting foreign tourists that show up at the Grand Canyon, not even speaking English from Japan. I mean, they've created like this little federal security guard force that is on a psycho trip. If I was trying to cause a rebellion, this is what I would do. Are they trying to cause a rebellion, or are they such cowards they think the psychology that would intimidate them is going to intimidate us because all it's going to do is backfire?
Well, keep in mind the Cloward-Piven strategy of create a crisis and then manage the crisis. And that's what he's doing. He's creating crises all over the place. It is so out of the box, this stuff that's going on, that he knows full well nobody's prepared to deal with this. How do you deal with this? No one's ever thought it's ever going to happen. No reasonable person would think that a president would do what he's doing. So here we are. He's winning the war of the crisis by creating it, managing it all the way, and no one is challenging him. Look at the people we've elected into the House. And what are they doing? What's Boehner doing? Boehner's busy losing when he's got victory right within his grasp. Instead of, you know, sticking it to Obama and saying, look, hey, yeah, we'll deal with this debt ceiling. Sure, we'll give you a little edge this way or that way. But here's what you have to start stripping away.
Well, that's what's so frustrating is we always have victory right there if we just tell it like it is. But yes. But no one does it. They just sit there shaking in fear.
Well, I get the feeling you're going to see some military folks who have been outed, along with myself and others, who are going to start to stand up in public and saying, you know what? We know what's going on. We don't fear this man one bit, not one iota. And we're going to run for office. And then watch what happens.
Well, I'll say this. I think they've taken American confusion, or not even laziness, but just distraction as cowardice. I think now that they're openly pushing a fight, I think they're going to get one. I hope it's not physical. I hope it is informational. We just take the country back over. But shifting gears, because the interview's over in about 8 minutes, sir. There's a lot you have to say. You were telling me off air some things. What is it you want to impart to people? Because I am not just seeing what you're saying. I can't confirm what you're saying. I have a lot of people that I can confirm are high-level people and whistleblowers, and we are finding out who is for the tyranny, who is against, and we are seeing a lot of people on the inside leak info. That's got to concern the establishment.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, patriots are willing to do it because they realize they're not dealing with somebody who honors the Constitution. So why wouldn't they just push them aside? A journalist has been doing, he's been searching me out for 2 years. He's been really, really thorough in what he's done. Eric Rush, I think I mentioned him before to you, the black guy who's on Hannity a lot and talks racial issues. This man has been sat by my side. He's examined me totally. He knows more than anyone else. He's going to come out with an article that's going to curl your hair when you find out what I've been involved in.
No, that's good. So we are going to have more coming out soon. But I mean, basically, you were telling me that you've had some problems, some harassment, some issues. And so that's why you're just protecting yourself to a certain extent by going public.
Yes. Yeah. And the public needs to know that there are people like myself. There are people in positions of authority or previous positions of authority, like generals and admirals. And within my own agency, I mean, I was number two in command. And we did not answer directly, by the way, to the president. And that's something that people better be aware of. Some of what Tom Clancy even implied, or other people have implied in their novels, is actually true, that there's not necessarily a chain of command that starts with the president and works down. There are sidebar issues and sidebar agencies that are not readily known. But I'll tell you this, they are totally loyal to the Republic. And that is important for the public to know. There is hope that there is going to be a change.
Well, my concern is they could use these nukes to hold the country hostage. And I mean, I know from the source, this really is the source. This happened. And then all Hades broke loose after we put that out. These generals being removed, admirals over the nukes, other stuff, Lindsey Graham running around saying we're going to get nuked. And I don't know exactly what's going on yet because my sources don't know.
Yeah, well, I warned you about the litmus test. Well, extrapolate on that. Take that as a known value, okay? They're asking, will you shoot Americans, okay? If they won't allow you to confiscate their arms, will they allow you to go out, or will they follow your order and shoot Americans who won't bow the knee? That's an important starting point.
Why doesn't the military, if it's a foreign globalist enemy, just lie to Obama and his kleptocrats? Because if I was high level, I'd say, oh, yes, I'll shoot the Americans, and then I would start building an operation against them.
Well, they are. Frankly, they are. If they're loyal to the Constitution and loyal to the people, obviously they're going to stay if they can. If they can't, if they're in a position where they have to, you know, either pledge fealty to the man or not, they're going to go out. They're going to leave because they know what's coming.
Sure. So if they're given an order that's so evil that they can't bluff anymore and claim they're loyal, then they just leave.
That's it. That's it. And you're watching it happen. And we know full well what's going on. I mean, the public are not stupid. They know when a high-level person in the military, whatever branch, leaves under a bit of a cloud.
Well, this is all the guys over the nukes, number one and number two removed.
Yes, what does that tell you? Come on, what does that tell you? Somebody wants total control of the nukes. Total.
But again, what are they going to do about the Patriots when I know about nukes leaving a base within 2 hours of it happening?
Well, isn't that great that we have that information source? Isn't it wonderful? Now we know where that they're leaving, where are they going to, and what are they being purposed for? That's the critical element.
Well, that's why they focus on Patriot whistleblowers, because that's the chink in Smog's armor.
You got it. You got it. Breitbart's now gone. Clancy's gone. And Hastings, of course, got blown up.
Well, Hastings, they clearly blew up. But, I mean, Clancy, it was like sudden illness gone. But, I mean, do you have info or you think they killed Clancy?
I have info. I know full well. I know what the poison was they used on them, both of them. Yeah. Yeah.
What is it, a poison that metabolizes out so they can't trace it?
Within 5 days. Why do you think they didn't post Clancy for 5 days? Gone from the system. Gone.
Well, look at Breitbart. I mean, the way they acted, it looked like there was something going on, saying he was dead 45 minutes after he was admitted, and it was natural causes without any type of autopsy until later. And then look at Hastings, how they cremated the body. The family wanted it. I know the family says he was killed, but they're scared.
Of course they're scared, and they should be. If they can get Breitbart, Clancy, and Hastings, then they can get any of us at any point in time, which is a private conversation you and I should be having, frankly, Alex, because you're going to be a key element in getting information and truth out.
Oh, you think I could be next on the list?
I think you're right up there at the top.
That'll be pretty obvious, won't it?
But wait a minute. Do they care? Do they care that Breitbart, the minute the guy who was right beside Breitbart after he'd collapsed, saw that his face was bright red? Do you know what that was? That's the poison. Nobody goes bright red when they're having a heart attack. Opposite.
They turn white. They turn ashen.
You turn ashen, gray, and then blue. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll have to talk to you then. Off air, but how do people find out more? What's the best website?
Well, right now I'm going on Facebook under Jim Garrow, just JimGarrow, or Dr. Jim Garrow.
All right, we'll talk on the phone right after the show.